to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let me check out the pipes. Check out the pipes.
Are you a little hoarse from your day of football rootery?
That's right, Mike.
Go, Pack, go!
It was just a retard yesterday. Screaming, yelling, loving it. Let's get to the show. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milt Drysdale. You might know me as president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and banker to Granny.
You might know me as a superstar DJ from New York. These pipes are clean.
That's wonderful news.
Let me remind you, Scott Shannon, vote or die.
That's right, vote or die.
Hello. What's the number one car navigation system in Mexico? One star.
Very nice. I'm glad the wands are back.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
This is Scott Shannon.
Hello.
What Mexican candy comes with its own dispenser? George Lopez.
Oh, wow. I'm still in character. I'm enjoying these. Believe it or not.
Hello.
I've come full circle.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale.
And this week, working its way up to number one on our groaners, what's the most popular Mexican holiday movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, no, there's one about Altoids, but it has nothing to do with...
One.
Yeah.
No. Hey now.
You hear about Paul Simon's new Breathman? You can call me Altoids.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes they send groaners.
Did we stop where we did?
First song. You know, that were like 18 years old.
I'm glad you stuck that in there and let everybody judge themselves.
Oh, let's start with John Kerry today. Hi, John.
Oh. Hi there.
Hi there. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Tony. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi there.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. Had a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ooh, very scary.
Scary.
I'm not kidding you this time. And all the ships at sea. You may ask yourself, how did they get in here? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. You're screwed if you didn't say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit first thing this morning.
Uh-oh.
Rude, blue, and tattooed.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
New episode on this too late, Mike. On this Monday. 11:01:04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Don and Mike Show on this Monday, November 1st.
It's not November yet.
Yeah. 20-04. Wow. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Canada 800-636-1067. In D.C. 202-432-1067.
Great to start the show at 4 o'clock in the East today.
Mike, you know what I love about you?
What's that?
You have finally come around to my way of thinking. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to say it.
Right.
This is the time of year that I subscribe to year round.
Mm-hmm.
I just play along with everybody.
Okay.
In actuality.
So, right now we're on your real time.
Yes, we have now.
We're back to your real time.
Yes, now we have a nation have moved back to real time.
Donnie Central time.
the time we should always be on. Mm-hmm.
So it should always be 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes, it should, because now, for the first time in something like 6 months, it's really 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you see, I think, I guess, you know, like so many things, I go the other way. I actually feel like it should be...
And if you're listening on the West Coast, it's really noon today.
Right.
I mean, last Friday at this time, it wasn't really 3 o'clock or 12 noon on the West Coast.
See, I just really love springing forward.
Me too. Or just staying the same. If we could just stay on daylight savings time.
But this is the one where you fall back is the right time. I don't know exactly when I decided at what point in my life which was the right time and the wrong time.
God, it's almost sunset.
Mm-hmm. No one has ever taken my idea, which is in the spring to also fall back. So that actually you just reset every 12 years.
Anyway,
you always get an extra hour of sleep.
Rabbit, if you didn't say it. I got a ton of weekend stuff to tell you about. I almost lost my voice screaming at the Packers game yesterday.
I know that this is your childhood team, and I know that you get happy about the Packers. Mm. I feel about the Sox, and I'm happy for you.
But I wanted to start today with a tip of the Don and Mike cap on this, the day before Erection Day. Mm-hmm. I want to thank our good friends at CNN, America's campaign headquarters.
Yes.
What they did, Mike, was they sent over a little package today.
Did they now?
To the Don and Mike show. One for you and one for me.
Well, wonderful.
That is nice.
Here's what it is. This is maybe the most retarded thing ever.
Well, then let me see.
It is a map of the United States.
That's
and
great.
And what they have sent us are... Oh, well, obviously we've reached the target audience here when I said, retarded.
Some boy is
Mike, here are the stickers.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, God, I'm going to have fun with it.
He loves stickers.
The red and blue stickers.
You know what they say, if you can't afford to build an ice rink, go ahead and go with the stickers.
You mean like NBC?
That's right.
So this is a way
how
to...
How cool is this?
It says track the electoral votes as the states weigh in, and then when your state gets decided... You either take the little donkey or the little elephant, and you put it. It's
great.
It's so freaking third grade for morons that I just say, there you go. See,
I could have given that to somebody.
Who besides you?
Well, my girlfriend might enjoy it.
They make nice gifts.
I think your girlfriend is a little older than playing with stickers.
Yeah, you're right. But I like it. What does that say? Maybe I am a tard. Do you think I'm jinxing it by... I put one on New York already.
See, don't be doing that now, Mike. Don't be filling out your board already.
Well, I'm putting New York in California.
Unless you know something.
I'm putting it on New York and California, and you can't take me out.
Anyway, thanks CNN for thinking of us and sending over those sweet-hearted maps.
They're so nice.
With all the stickers.
And you see where the states are small, like, like you got the district, and then you've got Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. They've actually put the dots out in the Atlantic Ocean so you can fit the sticker in there. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well thought out.
Like, follow along. Track the presidential race. You can do it yourself.
It reminds me of when I was a kid and I would buy the sticker books for my kid. When I was still a kid, but old enough to have a child, and when my son was a kid, I would buy him like these... Mutant Turtle, the Ninja Turtle sticker books.
Right, yeah.
And when I was a kid, there was, there were girl sticker books, and then there were boy sticker books. There was Superman sticker books and G.I. Joe sticker books.
On the back, they've got all the electoral votes, and you can actually add them up.
Oh, that's great.
It's like an activity book.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Are you retarded?
Yes, I am.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
I am.
No, all right,
as long
CNN?
As I can find my voter registration card, I'll be all right.
You'll be...
Oh, dear. Well, I moved this weekend, Buzz, and everything was packed for me, and I hope I can find it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You're going to need that.
Well, everyone counts, Mike. That's what I hear.
Well,
every vote counts.
I mean, I could, drive around to, 20 different polling places that are within 10 miles of my house.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the hard way, though.
Yeah.
And the easy way would be to find the card.
I'll find the card.
Do you think
all I'm going to do tonight is find the card. I got four boxes.
No, you won't. Tonight, when you go home, you won't look for the card.
I guarantee you.
No, you'll play with the sticker.
No, I'll play with the stickers. I'm going to put this in front of the TV, and I'm going to play with the stickers tomorrow night. How early can they call a state?
They can call it at 8 o'clock,
when
right?
the polls close, yes.
Well, right. but are they allowed to call a state if they
Don't they have to wait till 11?
That's not a real rule. That's like one of those hinky rules that right. If it looks like one guy's going to win, they go, what the hell? California's right. Already been decided.
It's a clear
don't
winner.
Don't they really start calling states at 11 o'clock when the polls close on the West Coast?
Yes, that's when it really starts to happen.
I'm so excited about this election.
Well, I'm glad you have the stickers.
But aren't we all a little excited? Isn't yes. This yeah. More fun than it's been? You know, I've dug it my whole life. I stay up for 18 hours on election night. I think it's it's very important to us, and I really love to follow it. And now I feel like for the first time, the majority of the country's kind of with me on this.
I'm voting because I'm an American, mm-hmm. But I like the fact that it's become American idolized. I like the fact like the fact that CNN sends out media kits that are
spectators for
you know,
the program.
You know, for right. Dopes to put the, no offense, Mike, for you know, right thinking Americans uh-huh. To put the stickers in to follow the states. They're just doing it. They just keep dumbing it down.
But that's what they have to do to get people involved in the process. If it takes stickers to get somebody to the polls, I bet this will go to somebody and they'll go, hey, look, stickers. I think I can vote.
I think that'll be fun. Inspire
right.
People.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I'd like to warn everyone, though. If you do get this, it's a folder. Make sure your stickers don't slide out of the folder. Because then you'll have to, wing it by using maybe a blue magic marker. Oh.
What Fox hasn't told you is the blue ones won't stick.
I see he's from CNN.
CNN.
So I would like to think that they would they'd all stick, but right. But who knows? Oh, and I had some good times this weekend with some people mm-hmm. from the Fox News Channel at a little party I went to this weekend. I had the greatest weekend that I've had. I always like coming on and telling you how awful my weekend was.
Right.
I had a great weekend with my
good
kid
good.
Who's got his, you know, his stuff together. He's here on a sanction break mm-hmm. from college. He's not been thrown out for anything. He's got his GPA up. He's
good for him.
He's got totally purple hair, which I'm cool with.
Good.
Here's the great thing about having a son who's 19, who finally doesn't just constantly annoy me. Mm-hmm. He's finally reached that point of male maturity where...
So that's what follows sophomore year.
Where, you know, he's still the son and I'm the dad, but there's a little more mm-hmm. equal balance here. I mean, I'm not one of these dads that buys into this crap where you got to be your kid's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be his best friend. I'm his dad. I'm the guy that says, if you flunk out of school, you'll be sitting on my goddamn... down by the mailbox, you'll be on the curb, and I'm telling you, I don't care how long you sit out there, you're homeless. I mean, so I'm not his, you know, I'm his friend, but I'm not one of those, oh, right. That was my baby boy.
Right, man, it's tough love.
So it's worked out very well, and I have such fun with him. He makes me laugh so friggin' much about everything, always. We went shopping. I hate to go shopping for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a bunch of weight. I gotta buy a suit for when we meet these dumb people from CBS. Whenever we, you know, whenever we take the morning show, mm-hmm. we're gonna have to. Or whenever we, have a meeting.
Right. Yeah. You didn't say what you just
they're
said.
Always meeting.
No, I was kidding anyway.
Yes.
But whatever, you know, I gotta
nasty
get.
Nasty rumor.
I gotta get some nice clothes. So anyway. I hate, you know, my wife said to me for weeks, just go and get fitted for the, you lost the weight, go mm-hmm. get fitted for the suit. Now, the problem is that my wife is involved in that, and I hate shopping with my wife because I'm me and she's who she is. You know, it's a man-woman thing.
Yes.
So I go with my kid on Saturday, and I'm telling you, this is power shopping. We go into the store, we know the size jacket that we want, and you have to get the pants fixed, but I've got him looking all over the store. I've got the guys, oh, can I help you, please? You know, the guys that just want to drag this out as
right.
long as they possibly can. Within 5 minutes, I got a stack of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the room. I try them on. Boom, boom. You know what this is? Going with Bart, it's male power shopping
mm-hmm.
that I could not believe. We got done. I bought two suits. We walked out of the place. I said to him, God, now I know there are people out there who think that I probably bought a clown suit, but I was in and out in 10 minutes.
That's awesome. That's excellent.
See, here's the thing about
10 minutes and you got fitted for pants?
Yeah. Here's the thing about
a miracle.
About being a man rather than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there with my kid. I already know. I want a black suit and I want a gray suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that limits the choices. Bring me the black suits and the gray suits. Give me the jacket size that I fit into. Great. You got to do some alterations? I'll put it on.
10 button?
Where do I sign? 12 button.
Up to 12 now.
12 button.
12
and,
button.
And, of course, the matching fedora.
Right.
You know, because I want to look like my man Dion.
Absolutely.
At all times. Anyway, just great with Bart. He's great in that regard. And also, I discovered, I know he does this, but when he does this in front of me, it still flips me out. That he, on the way over to the shopping mall where we went to get these suits, we were having a discussion about all things. Mm-hmm. And he was just, for whatever reason, just being Richard Cheney, his first name.
Right.
He was just being that way because he's not, anything I asked him. I said, how's your girlfriend? Fine. Don't want to talk about
attitude.
It. How's school? Fine. Don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to win the election? Hey, I don't know. Like, I'm supposed to know? I mean, really, running me the attitude. So when we first went into the store, we were both still, like, he was just giving me the attitude. And I was pissed because I'm like, God, all I'm doing is asking you random questions. We walk into the store, and there's a guy who we haven't seen for a couple of years, and he has a son who's Bart's age. All of a sudden, Bart changes, and he goes, well, hello, sir. And he gives him the old Bill Clinton double clasp handshake.
Charming.
It is so nice to see you again. And the guy says something about Bart's hair. And Bart says, oh, yeah, this is kind of crazy. But, you know, my parents are pretty cool. They go along with it. So how is your son doing in college? And doing everything, making eye contact,
right.
Conversing, asking how the guy's business is.
It's a transformation.
Yeah, we get done. He shakes the guy's hand. Mm-hmm. And immediately, as soon as the guy's out of eye shot and earshot, right away, the shoulders slump back down again. And he goes back to, all right, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? And I said, wait, hold on. Why can't you turn that on for me? And then he said, because, Dad, I was faking it with that guy. You know, please, please love the fact that I love you so much.
Right.
In essence, and he said this to me before, that I can be myself with you.
Right.
And what he's saying is, hey, I can treat you like a doormat when I feel like it. And I just, sometimes I just don't stand for it. And this
so you'd like him to fake it with you occasionally, just occasionally. Yeah.
But he didn't have to fake it, because after that,
you got it.
Things were cool. Had a great weekend with him. I have no complaints with him. No complaints with my wife. We're going to go to this Halloween party on Saturday night. We're going to go to this Halloween party, and it's not a dress-up Halloween party.
Ah.
So I'm all for this. And it involves separate cars, and I'm always for that. Anytime I gotta meet her anywhere, because it's gonna be somewhere trendy that I don't want to go, and it's you know, I don't like the pressure of driving downtown. You know, I like living in the suburbs. I don't like going downtown. We gotta go downtown for this thing, and I finally maneuver my way down K Street and find a spot where I could park the car. I walk in the restaurant. It's a nice party. Nobody that I know. I don't know if you know this. I'm allergic to pumpkin.
I am. Did you find that out?
Well, found that out many years ago.
I didn't know
when
that.
When I would eat pumpkin pie, I would immediately throw it up.
Really?
Not good.
So imagine how happy I was when I arrived at this dinner, and they were. And let me see, the appetizer was pumpkin.
Oh.
The I think the main meal was like pumpkin risotto or something.
Risotto?
Yeah, risotto.
Yeah.
And even the dessert was pumpkin. And I didn't want to be a jerk.
No.
But fortunately, there was some guy sitting a couple of seats away from me who was allergic to shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we'll come up with something for the two of you guys. Uh-huh. And everything was cool until...
until the two of you went outside and spent the evening throwing up.
No, I have to be careful how I say this, because they were all very nice people from Fox News Channel. Uh-huh. There were some media types at this party that we uh-huh. went to. And at one point, one of the gentlemen, I use that term loosely, stood up. There was about 30 people in this restaurant at this little sanctioned off area.
Uh-huh.
And he stood up and said to the bartender, real loud, hello, I'm from Fox News Channel. I've got a report coming up at 9 o'clock. Could you please turn on Fox News Channel?
What a dink.
Now...
He stood up in the middle of the restaurant?
Well, no, he was over at the side by where the bar was. His table was at the side by
but he
where
was
the
loud bar enough was, for was, people to hear him?
Of course it was. So what I did was I just walked over to the bar, very low-key, and I said, excuse me, barkeep. I said, I'm a huge Iowa State fan. And I noticed that you had the Iowa State game up, or whatever team it was.
Whatever.
And I like having that on as the background. So then this guy comes up and says, hey, how you doing? I'm Slicky Boy from, you know, from Fox News. And it turns out he was one of many people there from Fox News. And we had a spirited debate.
Was it a Republican Party fundraiser?
I don't think so, because I was there. It was a party. And I don't think that politics were supposed to enter into the party, and I don't think that they did until the guy stood up and announced that he wanted to have Fox News Channel put on in the restaurant.
Oh, God.
And as it turns out, I talked to the guy later, he's cool. The reason that he wanted, he wasn't even one of the schmucks that works for Fox News Channel. He simply was the boyfriend of the anchor who was doing the 9 o'clock news reading on Fox.
Oh, really?
So the guy, you know, the guy came up to me and said, "Hey, listen, what's the problem?" And as it turns out, he wasn't the problem. It was some of the other people there who were the problem. But we had a moment. We had a little tense pre-election moment.
Wow, and good.
And it was me against some people from Fox News Channel.
Did you deck them?
No, I'm not you, Mike. I didn't deck them. I simply
don't deck people anymore either.
I beat them with logic. You know, I beat them with logic, and then I cut a fart, and then I did what I do. So that's Saturday night, and that was cool. Frida was cool with that.
It's all right on Saturday night, you know.
What, fighting?
Yeah.
I know Elton John. But I didn't have a belly full of beer.
Right.
As Elton John sings.
Right.
So here we go now. It's now Sunday. This is the day for me. This is the Packers.
Thinking about you yesterday.
The Packers are coming to D.C. to play the Redskins.
Yeah.
And I drove my wife crazy yesterday. She'll be here later today. She's coming in to play a game with us. We're giving away, what is this, WWE Grand Prize, a trip for two to Cleveland to see the Survivor Series live at the Gund Arena. Don't miss WWE Survivor Series live Sunday, November 14th on in-demand and pay-per-view. We're going to give this trip away when my wife gets here. We'll play a game with her. I was driving her crazy yesterday trying to get the clothes that I was going to wear to the game. You would think that I was a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now what do you think of this look? I got an old school jersey on. She said, I don't know about that. I said, okay, hold on, stay right there. I'll change. I come back and I said,
just conservatively, and I will say shirts and jerseys. Total, do you think you own? Shirts and jerseys total, how many do you have?
Over 60.
Wow.
Over 60. And a lot have been thrown away, but I like to keep them. And I got some that are lucky ones.
Right.
You know, I pulled the hat that I ended up wearing yesterday was a hat that I wore the last time I was in Lambeau Field, which was 1982.
I wish you got a picture. Did anybody get a picture of you and your paraphernalia?
No, because I ended up dressing, because I embarrassed my wife, somewhat conservatively. I just had on a Bart Starr jersey, my lucky Packer socks. You couldn't see under my jeans.
Right.
My Packer underwear on.
Right.
And then I had the extremely lucky hat from the last time I was at Lambeau Field.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to my section, where I've been a season ticket holder for your Washington Redskins for over 7 years. And all these people are very nice that sit around me. Most of you guys have been to the game with me. You've met these people.
Right.
They're nice. They're nice folks.
People know you're going to be in Packer wear?
Well, this is the thing. I've, warned them, but it's one of those things when you're at a game, you're like nobody really listens. I'm saying to them, I've told them at previous games, you know I'm going to be wearing my Packer stuff. I come into the stadium, Frida and I walk in by our seats, and we're there extra early because I'm just, you know, it's like Brett Favre on field. Me see him on TV.
Right.
So we got up there way early, and one by one, as the people in our section came up, they all, man, woman, child, gave me an ugly look. And when they would walk up, either the people sitting in our aisle or the row in front of us or behind us, everybody said, what are you doing? And then the guy directly to my left said, is this that bet that I heard about on the radio? Did you lose this bet to Mike? And I said, no, we had a Red Sox bet.
People get confused about that.
The guy said to me, well, then why are you wearing the Packer stuff? And I said, I told you this at the last game because I'm really...
I told you. You should have remembered.
I'm really a Packers fan. And I can't help it. I was out of frigging control yesterday. When Brett Favre would play action, throw a long pass down the left side of the field to Donald Driver or to Robert Ferguson, I mean, I would get up out of my chair and I would be doing the, yeah! Oh! Yeah! Yeah!
Like more, yes! than you've ever rooted for the Redskins?
And this was brought to my attention by the people in my section.
Right, right. Well, it's your passion.
Man. I know, but see, the thing is,
you're different than I am. You're not a one-trick pony. You kind of you can go to the Redskins games and root for the Redskins, but you do so, I think, more subtly.
Well, they're my team because I live here, and
right.
You and I have been working here and living here for 20 years.
A lot
years.
Of people have adopted the Redskins, and but you know, still have their home ties.
And it's the first time I've ever done this.
It's
but
a very transient area. Right?
But I was really over the top to the point where the guy sitting next to me, and I wish I knew this guy's name. He's a brother, and I call him Sean because he looks like Sean Combs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he sits down and he goes, "My brother, what is up with that shirt?" And I said, "Jesus Christ, I told you at the last game I'm going to be wearing a Packers shirt because I'm a Packers fan." "Well, that ain't right." He says, "I don't know if I can be sitting next to you."
Yeah.
I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I think it's bad luck. I think your wife has to switch spots." I say, "Frida, would you mind switching spots?" The guy on the other side of Frida, the guy with the mustache, he says, no offense, I don't want you sitting next to me either when you're wearing that shirt."
Oh, dear.
And
they're serious.
No, they are drop dead. They're not busting my chops. It's just
they're very serious about the game.
No one wants to be.
Have you damaged
me?
Your reputation with your fellow fans?
I am positive I have. And here's the thing where I am conflicted. That at one point, and the guy next to me, Sean Combs, called me on this. I'm getting caught up in the game. Redskins are winning like 17-0. The Packers are winning.
Packers are winning
17-0, and the Redskins have the ball, and they're doing something, and they're coming up the field. And they made a play, and I went, "Hey, all right, good play." He leans over, and he says to me, "Hey, listen, you can't root for both teams." And I said, "Well, I'm not really rooting for both teams." He said, no. "You can't say anything." He was serious. He said, "If you want to go bathroom, if you want to go bathroom, take that jersey off, come back, that's cool." I mean, so like,
yeah,
he was...
So he's hot.
He was serious. And then when Amon Green got the touchdown before the last touchdown, I jumped up and did... You've seen me do this when I've been really happy, like with ratings. I did that whole, "Woo, woo, 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 you can't beat us, Green Bay, yeah, yeah, yeah." And now, to these nice people who are in my section, and also...
They're ready to kill you.
I want to thank my wife, because she, and I don't mean, she's the only thing that was standing between these people turning on me,
right,
and me.
Wow.
Sometime during the third quarter, she says to me, "I'm going to go find Tamara. This is one of our neighbors."
Right.
I'm so caught up in the game. I said, "Okay, that's fine. See you later." It was getting a little close. Meanwhile, now Brunell throws the pass to Portis, and it's called back, and he throws the interception, and I'm...
Very controversial and a very anger-generating game for the Redskins fans.
Yeah. I am going crazy, and I realize that I don't have the buffer of Frida there. Right. She's been gone now for... maybe 30 minutes, and all the people in my section are now starting to get pissed. There's been enough beer that's been consumed by these people who are every other week very nice, and they were very nice to me yesterday. They would just say to me very politely, and sometimes not politely, "Hey, listen, you know, keep it in your pants. Shut up. You got the shirt on. We know you're happy." And I wasn't even drunk or anything. I was just ecstatic. So after it appears that the Redskins are going to lose, okay, it's time to get out of here now. Time to bust out of the stadium. The problem is, my wife is somewhere where I don't know where she is in the stadium.
Right.
She's got my car keys and my cell phone
Uh-oh.
In her purse.
So you've got to wait for her.
So now the people in my section are really not. I mean, they were booing like crazy yesterday anyway.
Right.
You know, and I heard it all yesterday. I heard, you know, put in Ramsey, put in Hasselbeck.
Yeah, but what an ending, too. I mean, one of those where they, you know, they had it. The Redskins had it, and then bingo, it was over.
Well, listen, had it. Listen. Even if they had it, Brett Favre would have had two more minutes to come back.
Right.
And even if that was a bad call against the Redskins, hey, Brunell goes out and throws an interception on the next play.
That's what he did.
I mean, this is the logic that I was using with these fans, and they were hating me.
I can't imagine why.
They really were not liking me, and I was getting the boozy breath in my face and everything. So at one point, I thought, you know, I better retreat. I said to everybody, I said, listen, I'll see you at the Cincinnati game. I'll have all my Redskins stuff on. And they went like, yeah, right, you know, pound sand, you know, loser, get out of here, you dirt bag. So I'm now standing in the concourse of the stadium, and I realize,
oh, no.
I have nowhere to go. I'm like Richard Gere in that stupid movie.
So you're just going to stand there with the Green Bay outfit on?
Yeah, right. Well, no, fortunately, Mike did a lot of Green Bay outfits there yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm not in any physical danger. It's all psychological danger, because now what I'm thinking is, first off, don't know where Mommy is. Second off, Mommy has the keys to the car. Now, I want to get the hell out of here, because it's maybe 2 hours to get in the stadium. I don't want to take 3 hours to get home.
Right.
Now is the optimum time to leave. Not everybody has left yet.
Right.
So I go to a payphone. There's a payphone up on the club level, but right by the Joe Gibbs sign. And, of course, I don't have change. Right. So I go over to the Redskins merchandise site, the kiosk.
Right.
And I say, can you break a dollar bill for me? And the guy says, of course, the Redskins, only if you buy something.
There you go.
Yes.
Only if you buy something.
The rule.
So I said, all right, I'll take whatever this thing, like $1.49. So I got two quarters. I go to the payphone, and it's like in a movie. It's a dummy phone. I mean, you get a dial tone at all, and you could make a call if you had a calling card, which I don't. I just wanted to put 50 cents in and call my wife, and the money just keeps coming through. The money keeps, and like an
so
idiot.
It won't work.
But like an idiot, because I'm a moron, I stood there for 10 minutes, putting quarter in, hearing it go all the way.
Where's your wife while all this is going on?
She's in the suite, Mike. Oh, now, it's fine. Now been 45 minutes. I can't find her. So I go to customer service. This is like where you go if you lost your kid at the stadium or something.
Now, is the game over now?
There's less than a minute left in the game.
Okay.
So I go over there and I say, hi, I know this is not an emergency, but I really want to leave now. And keep in mind, I'm wearing all the Packers stuff, the Redskins people. And I said, my wife's got the cell phone and the keys. And can I please use, I tried the payphone and it's broken. Can I please use the telephone? So finally, they couldn't have been nicer. They invite me back behind the little counter.
Right.
It's dial 9. So I dial 9. I can ring. Ring, ring, ring. Hi, this is Frida. I'm not here. Leave me a message. And I'm in this little office with the Redskins people, yeah. And I've been like, I'm like keeping it light. Like, hey, baby, haven't seen you in about 45 minutes. You know, you've got my cell phone and the keys in your pocket, and game's about over. Just wondering where you were. I'll be in our section looking for you. Thank you. Click. Hang up. Say to the people, thanks. Go back to the section.
Right.
Now, I'm not welcome when I, you know, they see me coming back up the stairs.
Oh, no, here he comes.
They also give me the business, like, what are you doing back here?
I thought you were leaving.
I said, listen, I can't find my wife. I won't say a word.
I thought you were leaving.
So now I'm just sitting there. And 5 minutes later, without a care in the world, here she comes around the corner. The door is open, and it's Frida and our neighbor Tamara. And I was
la la la,
and I was so pissed. I really handled it, even by my standards, I handled this poorly with Frida.
Oh,
what I did was I stood up in my seat. We're 8 rows up. I pointed down at her. She just came around the corner and said, "Hi, baby." I said, "You," and I had my fingers. I said, "You don't move! Don't move!" Just like that. I go down, I walk down the steps. Now, she's standing with Tamara, our neighbor. Right. She says,
you might have eaten a little Ritalin before that game.
She says, aren't you going to say hi to Tamara? I said, oh, Tamara, hi, Tamara. It's wonderful to see you. I said, where the frig have you been? used another word besides quick. Said, I was up in the suite. You're up in the suite, and you've got the keys, and you've got the phone, and I'm wearing the shirt, and I'm sitting there by myself, and I want to go. I want to go right now. I got to get out of here now. They're turning on me now. And she said, well, okay, would you settle down, please? And I said, I can't settle. Let's get out of here.
It's a combination of the excitement. Now the reality of what you're wearing is setting in.
Yeah, and also the traffic problem. Yeah. So I have to say.
Suddenly they all say, kill him.
I have to say to Tamara, you know, I'm very sorry. I apologize for this retarded behavior, but we must leave. And then I grab her by the hand, and that's, you know, then I'm totally wrong. And
does Tamara have the suite?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Have the suite what, Mike?
Does she have the suite where your wife was?
See, you were saying S-U-I-T-E, and I was saying S-W-E-E.
She has a suite for you?
No, but she's got a suite.
She's got a suite?
Oh, yes, she does. She's got a great suite. She does, Charlie M. Charlie M! So we're on the way out of the stadium, and what should have been a very happy day for me, this was the only down point.
And it's like the little boy that goes to the carnival, you know?
And my wife...
It's great until it's over.
Right.
And my wife was right, we're leaving, and she says, God damn, you really embarrass me. Like, why do you do that? I said, what do you mean? I was just Tamara. She said, okay, what about all the people that were watching? She said, you stood up there and pointed at me like I'm a five-year-old. Then you yell, stay, don't move, and you come down, and you scream at me like I'm some sort of five-year-old child, and you've got to get out of the stadium now. And what the hell is wrong with you?
Team wins, must go.
Fun
over, leave now.
I tell you one fun thing that did happen yesterday, and I bet that you'll back me up on this. My wife got a chance to meet Todd Hughes. Our general manager. Now,
hi, how are you?
Tell me if I'm not good. She said, how am I going to know who this guy is?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the celebrity he most resembles? Now, take away the facial hair because he's got a goatee. I said, the kid toucher, Rooney from Ferris Bueller. He's totally...
Jeffrey Jones.
Actor Jeffrey Jones.
He's totally Rooney.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
And I don't think that she could look at him without thinking of...
Rooney!
None of us can.
This is Norm Peterson!
This is Norm Peterson.
Anyway,
have Sloan out in front of the school.
It was great. Because that made us laugh. When my wife wasn't yelling at me, I think almost every other moment was filled with laughter this weekend.
That's wonderful.
Go. And the trick-or-treat total, even though I went out and bought full-size candy and everything, only four knocks at the door last night.
Really?
Only four?
Only four, and one of them from teenagers. And I only let the teenagers have the stuff because at least they had a half-assed attempt to, like...
I think I beat you.
Look goth.
I think I beat you for the first time ever. I think I beat you with my new digs.
How many do you have?
I think I've had about five.
I had eight.
You had eight?
Yeah, but counting it, three of them were older female teenagers with low voices. So I don't know if we can count them.
Mm-hmm. One was a group of 10, but I had about 20 people last night.
You're kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
seriously.
Really?
So you're the record holder. I didn't buy full size. I couldn't. I was moving, and the only place I had
no
was
excuse.
This.
No excuse. No excuse for not buying full size.
May I just explain?
If you must.
Went to the CVS. It was the only place I could go. I didn't have time to go to the Costco. And is there any other place, unless you're going to the candy bar bin and buying individual candy bars?
Go to Safeway.
Grocery store.
Huh? Safeway, go to Giant. I bought my candies.
But
Saturday.
I gave away Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats, and I let them take a handful.
So I stayed by the handful.
I technically added up to more than a full size.
Well, then that's okay.
Because they got two handfuls, and that was usually six pieces of candy.
Well, see, now, the Reese's that you were giving away, were they just the single wrapped peanut butter cups?
Yep.
See, no problem there.
Okay, good.
I went the same way. I would just...
What I had for breakfast and lunch today.
I would just
tomorrow
give, I would give each kid four or five of them. You know, because that counts like as a double.
All right, so I get a free pass.
So way to go.
No fun size, though. Didn't do fun size.
Way to go. Good for you.
Did any kids get a voter registration card?
Someone did. Some lucky kid.
I gave him a little donkey sticker. It was wonderful. It was absolutely...
And Buzz, what did you give away?
Various things.
Besides the razor blades, which is an every year thing with you.
Milky Ways, Sugar Daddies, all the Hersheys, the various Hershey
full
products.
Full size?
No. Again, just but handfuls.
And may I tell you also?
Yes.
Sugar Daddy
I didn't make that purchase.
Not the best Halloween candy.
I tried to explain
Sugar
that.
Daddy, well, there's Sugar Babies.
Sugar Babies, what?
She got those two.
Invented by, like, a Klansman?
Uh-huh. Sugar Babies, and that's
seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I heard this somewhere.
Idea.
That's why
some evil guy.
That's why they taste so good, Robbie.
That explains the quality. I know what I'm giving out next year.
I don't like the Sugar Daddy.
I don't either.
No, I do.
Nor do I.
If I'd made the purchase, they wouldn't be there.
I tell you.
That's the caramel lollipop.
The sticks to your teeth permanently.
I bet I like a candy that no one else in here likes.
What's that?
Is the little peanut butter Mary Janes. I bet you hate those.
Those are hard as a rock.
I like those.
Great. Well, of course, Buzz likes Mary Jane.
I'm partial.
And the other thing, I hated when I would get Smarties.
Oh, yes.
That's a garbage
Smarties
candy.
Is a rip-off candy. Yeah.
And also, did you ever get, like, Ziploc bags of popcorn?
Yep. And popcorn balls.
Yeah. Used to get popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls.
It's the shoes that make him walk that way.
I had popcorn balls.
The Hales used to give us popcorn balls.
The Hales?
Yeah, the Hales did.
Bad news.
I had popcorn balls all weekend. Non-stop. I was enjoying them, thinking that way.
Do you know, technically, I gave away the two, to me, the only candy. I mean, if you really have a choice, I gave away Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really good.
And that, to me, is made by the same company, and you can't argue with it.
See, that's the judgment. I go with Reese's as the number one. I think
Reese's is number one candy.
I followed that up with Three Musketeers.
Well, no, Snickers ahead of Three Musketeers.
Yeah, most definitely ahead of Snickers.
Yeah, that's a mistake on my part. You're correct there.
But where do you stand? Three Musketeers or Milky Way? I think Milky Way is still above Three Musketeers.
Negative.
Yeah, I agree.
How about Three Musketeers versus Baby Ruth? I know they're different.
Baby Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely Baby Ruth.
Yeah, peanuts. Better with the peanuts. Yeah,
peanuts, caramel. The problem with the Three Musketeers, all you got is the nougat.
Yeah.
No, what is the nougat?
I like the Three Musketeers.
The fluff.
Fluff. It's the stuff in there.
I like it.
No, you like Three Musketeers?
Well, I like the packaging. They're three swinging single guys.
There you go.
Happening.
I like.
You like the men.
They remind me of the tights. They remind me of the guy that used to be on the Tampa Bay helmets.
Oh, yeah.
That was a sad day for me when they lost those helmets.
Uh-huh. Where are you in the lollipop department if you're going to give away lollipops? Blow Pops, I think you're fine.
No, I would go with Tootsie Roll Pops.
That Tootsie Roll's too cheap.
No, they're not if you give away five or six, but never get...
Give away a bouquet.
Never get stuck with dum-dums.
Dum-dums.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a bulk bank barbershop lollipop. That's a garbage lollipop.
Dino's wheelhouse.
I know.
We're with the only guy that actually did a show.
That's true.
Did a radio show. Was that Suck This?
Yeah, it was called Suck This.
All about candy.
We have to break. Yes. Rob, really quick, before we break, what is the best candy and the worst candy?
The best candy of all time, I would have to go with the Reese's Cup.
Yeah, amen.
Worst?
Lemonhead.
Lemonhead. Okay.
That's a good list. Because Lemonhead, for whatever reason... Whenever you eat a Lemonhead, it was made in the 1960s.
Tastes like gasoline.
That's why.
Well, so do the atomic fireballs, though.
But fireballs rock.
Yeah, but the little ones.
Good batches, bad batches.
Yeah, I agree, Buzz. Oh. You know what they don't like? I don't like those baked beans.
I don't like those.
Shell on those.
No, I like those. But you know, any candy can be old. You can get an old Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and that's not pleasant either.
No. Agreed. Very dry.
How do you know it's old? It's got the white caking around it.
But an old Peanut Butter Cup is better than the freshest Jordan Almond.
Oh, I like a Jordan Almond.
No, I don't
love Jordan Almond. Oh, I enjoy
it. Not like.
Why don't you like Jordan Almonds?
I don't like them.
They have almonds in them.
I don't know, because they're from Jordan.
Okay, we've got to stop now.
It's a foreign
candy. We do an hour on this.
Hold up. Okay. One call. What the guy?
You know, a lot of people want to talk now.
Oh no, he just hung up. Oh. Some guy from Buffalo was calling to say, "Dum-dums rule."
Dum-dums rule.
Dum-dums.
Wow.
Suck.
Dum-dums. The big bag of dum-dums. You get like two flavors that are worthwhile, and then you get the flavors that are just.
They all taste like cough drops. Mm-hmm. They suck. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh boy, there goes that rock band again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know three chords, but God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lately, I've noticed you don't listen to a single word people say, so my reply to your question is, I think you're the world's biggest jackass, and I look forward to your death.
Thank you.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oh, Bob Barker tape. Quality on this, not great.
But it's a new one.
Yeah. From The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
Now, many things to be checking out in this tape.
Very good.
First, our theory that Bob drinks out of the little airline bottles.
While taping the show.
You've got to let this entire tape play.
All right.
It's a minute 13. Let me just say, Bob Barker.
All right. First bit, I'm looking at this wheel over. You know, I had never noticed this before. This is another historic moment on The Price is Right. I've only done the show 32 years. You see, this is 25, and on the side it says 25, so you if you're standing over here, you can see what you get. And here's 90, you stand over here, you see, there's 90. And here's a nickel, and over here it says 15 cents. Now, and up here it says a nickel, and there's 15. Now, somebody has goofed these two up.
So apparently what he's doing, he's looking at some wheel yam.
Right, there, that's what he's doing. Now play the tape.
Where the numbers are not in the correct order.
Oh.
If I were a judge, I'd throw out the case right here. Now, you see, that's the penetrating, you know, nothing misses me. Nothing. I know, I mean, I miss nothing.
Oh, dear.
I miss nothing. Told you, and nothing misses me either. Come on, Dan.
All right.
Well, no, wait. How do we stand? I've forgotten. How did he do? He's out, isn't he? Get out of here. You've lost. No, you haven't. The other one that lied. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Again? But as I pointed out, this is a nickel of this. Well, all right, go on. Spin.
Oh, my.
Wow. Oh, there's Bob.
It's the big wheel, the showcase wheel.
It could be alcohol, or it could be he's 90. Feed.
Fatigue?
It could be like he's a feed, like Don said.
Feed factor.
I mean, in fact, the way he is, the patter, the way that's going, it seems to me it might be just old age.
I think it has to do with having a lot of dental work.
Rob, get the Rip Torn tape.
Okay.
And we'll just compare.
Do a comparison to see, you know, is Bob just old and he's slurring a little bit because he's old, or is he drunk like Rip Torn?
And while we're finding that tape,
should Rip Torn host the new Price is Right?
Yes. Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly, Buzz had this on his new show last week about him settling up with that woman.
Right, and then you haven't heard much about it since.
Right, well, what they're saying now is 10... $1 million. O'Reilly pays the money, not Fox, right. Not Westwood One. And he's saying that he only paid because he didn't want all of this to affect his 38-year-old wife, Maureen.
So he paid up.
Yes, he did.
And now there's no apology or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
I won't give an apology. There's no way that I'm going to give an apology.
$10 million of his own money. So,
but you don't.
You be the judge.
What you read in the papers is a bunch of lies.
That's right.
You be the judge.
Nothing says I love you to the missus like a $10 million settlement.
That's right. Now about the
best settlement of all time.
About the erection tomorrow.
Yes.
This is the stars, the celebrities getting into this thing are driving me nuts.
I know.
Steven Tyler promised John Kerry that Aerosmith would play if John Kerry won. Well, as it turns out, the drummer of Aerosmith, a guy named Joey somebody.
Joey.
He is for Bush. So there is a rift in Aerosmith, and now they've decided, since like they're just one band, man, that they will not support John Kerry publicly because the band doesn't feel that way. Then there's other rock and roll news. Not really rock and roll news. You know how Clinton used Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac as a big song?
Yeah, famous. Yeah, it really made it. He put the classic rock song on the map for a campaign.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this song. You know, the Orleans. You're still the
probably one of my top five of all time. I love this song.
You're still the one. Well, they've been playing this when Bush comes out the last couple of weeks. They've been playing this.
There she is with the wig. Look who came into the studio.
What are you doing in here now? What are you doing in here? I got a note that says you're here, but, you know.
He says in a way that says welcome.
Hi, darling.
Well,
what?
I thought I was on time.
For the next segment. You're embarrassing me in front of millions of you.
Frida, for body language, before you leave, can you do an impression like of when he saw you, when you came in and he stood up and he pointed at you? How did that go?
He stood completely up in his seat. I'm there with my friend, just, you know, and of course he has way exaggerated the time I was away, but he stands up in my seat, I mean in his seat, and he goes, "You, don't move!" And he doesn't say, "Hi, Tamara." He doesn't say anything. "Where have you been?" He comes running down the stairs.
He was in danger.
Told you.
And he doesn't say a word. Now, I said, "Can't you say hello? Can't you be polite?"
Look at her creepy wig.
It was embarrassing. Now,
look at her creepy wig that she's wearing.
She
looks great.
I'm looking. The next day, wearing huge
Buzz. Whoa, Buzz. Settle down there, boy.
Wow. Buzz is saying.
Yeah, you're not married to her.
It looks,
watch
this. True.
You want to see something funny?
Yeah.
What? Where's she going?
What are you doing? Can I come over here?
What's she going to do?
Kiss you.
No, listen. No, not with the hair on.
Not with the hair on. No,
hold on. But no.
It's still me.
I know, but it's not real. It's
not yours.
If you do this, I'm going to embarrass you.
What if I had...
I got the dead animal in my hand right now. He just yanked the wig off her head. I'll give you a kiss now.
You know, he just yanked the wig off your head. Your hair still looks good under the wig.
It does. It looks great.
I thought it was
going
to be like all tied up in a thing or something like that.
No,
this wig is creepy.
In case you don't know, he exaggerates a little bit.
No, this wig is creepy. Look at this thing. I can't.
It is now.
Like
it wasn't
wig.
When it was on her.
I can't.
She's trying to.
I can't be with you when you're wearing this wig.
Like,
why?
Keep away
That's
with
why
it.
I was wearing the wig. Yeah.
I just can't because it's not her hair.
You're holding it though.
What, baby?
I want my wig.
She wants her wig back.
You can have it back when you leave.
With you, it's my little insurance policy.
Yeah, all right, just Thank there you. Go. It's creepy though. You guys don't have a wife that wears a wig. I'm telling you,
no,
it creeps me out.
I don't have a wife.
When you go, or a girlfriend, Mike. Uh-huh. When I go stand next to her.
What's that?
There's a start.
I stand next to her. I want to put my arm around her. Mm-hmm. And then I realize I'm touching like someone else's synthetic.
May I touch it?
Fake hair.
It's very... very attractive.
It feels like very natural. It sort of feels
looking.
Like real.
Of course, all of the other progressive men in this room would be all for this.
Every man that I've chatted with. I mean, that has.
I don't know how I'd feel. I really, you know, really, I'll be very, very honest with you. I don't know how I would feel if it was being worn by somebody.
Like
you know,
if you
little Catherine Ross.
If you,
yeah.
If you grew your hair like that, I'd be all for that. But that's phony. That's
fun.
Yeah.
No, it's fun. It's fun. No, it's stupid.
Okay, men wear little lips in their shoes.
I don't.
I know you don't, darling.
I don't.
I don't care how you look. You can't even get you to get your hair cut. Your real hair. But, I mean, I wear eye makeup. That's phony.
So do I.
I color my hair. My hair would be gray.
So does Mike.
It would be phony. Well, yeah. All right.
I did. I wore it at the photo shoot. I put a little something under my...
Well, that was
dark circles under my eyes.
For a picture, though.
Anyway,
well, I don't wear it daily, but,
right.
But I'd love to.
The wig is... let me say, welcome to the world's luckiest woman. Hi, baby.
Well, hi, Mike.
I did not officially welcome you to the show.
All right. No. You want me to go out and come back in?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to put the wig back on?
Yeah. Do you think I should?
Hey, either way is fine.
Whatever.
Keep changing it. That's
like
the important
wig.
Thing.
All right, I'll wear the wig.
Whatever. Thanks, fellas. Really helped me out.
Sorry, man.
What? What did we do? What?
I'd buy her five more.
No, I was agreeing with you that I wouldn't know how
you you be
Sorry.
Careful.
I didn't. Mean
I
to
wouldn't
make
know
trouble.
How I'd feel. I'd probably feel a little odd too.
It creeps me out.
It might be fun. It might be fun in a purely, I will say this, in a purely sexual way. It might be fun. Like a blonde wig, it might be like a very exciting
Maybe,
thing.
Listen, no offense. Maybe if you're one of those guys that needs your wife to like put on a fake wig so that you can, you know.
Not for that at all. I mean, I would think it would be fun even if you had a healthy sex life just to do something different. Like, you know, I'll use this example. Porn stars often change their look via wig.
That's right. What was the main word there? Porn stars.
Porn stars.
Not soccer moms.
Right.
Porn stars.
Well, just, I'm saying in that particularly...
Mike, it's me. It creeps me out.
I understand.
It creeped me out for the first time.
Take your creepiness out of the equation for a second. I'm just making an analysis. It's not even related to you. I'm talking about wigs in general. From that look, to say that you're going to go out.
Well, then I urge Carla and Marcia to go out today, tomorrow, whatever. Go to Wigs R Us, wherever my wife went. Buy a wig and try wearing it around for a week or so and see if it doesn't, no pun intended, wig you guys out a little
bit. I think it would. I think it probably would wig me up, but probably not to the extent that, I don't know, it might be kind of intriguing, I would think. I mean, don't you think it'd be kind of
a variety?
What is freaking you out? Because I'm trying to understand. Because I think I may be freaked out.
It's phony. It's fake. It's not real hair. It's like when I go over, and as I mentioned, even if I put my arm on her shoulder, it's like Barbie doll hair.
It doesn't feel real.
And the thing is, if she was losing her hair, God forbid if she had, you know, some condition, you know, where she needed
alopecia,
then I would absolutely support it. This is just vanity. And she looks great with long hair.
Yeah.
I say, grow the freaking hair that length.
Like the movie Wit.
Rob. She didn't see that one.
I call it a dramedy, but you want to watch it, it's a drama.
It's a feel good, isn't it? I've only seen it once, so my memory is sketchy, but
it's a dramedy.
God. Jesus.
Okay, now I'm laughing. Anyway, in that case, it would be acceptable.
You're weird.
Yeah, I'm weird.
You are. You know, like, you know, oh, God, but the whip, cancer.
But you know why? That's a joke about a TV movie. You know, I don't have to go home and live with HBO. I have to go home and live with freedom with the creepy whip.
Sometimes I just don't understand you.
That's fine with me.
Probably for the best, really. It is. It is.
So, you know, why don't you guys go out?
What if Rob wore a wig?
He'd be beautiful.
It would be A-okay with you.
Someday I may have to.
You're cruising towards
getting a little close to home.
Your hair is
horrible. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Ellen, you owe him another $50 this week because he went another week without cutting his hair. Yeah.
Right. I like
it will not do anything.
I was discussing with friends over the weekend that this is open-ended, correct?
Yes, it could go for a year.
Right, okay. Very good.
And listen, speaking about hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were at the game yesterday, we were watching you down on the field doing the announcements.
Yeah, lucky you.
Boy. Yeah, she's not going to want it. And even I won't want my wife to come in here right now. I bet she's just back there with Beth Ann.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, where's...
Frida?
Yeah.
She was putting her wig back on in the ladies' room.
Oh, okay.
But this could be her now. Frida!
Oh, there she is, passing by the window.
She passed by. I want to see what she looks like. I can't believe you tore it off.
Let me see.
Frida!
Oh, yeah. That is a nasty-ass voice there.
Frida! Oh, she's in the studio now. Frida. I'm hanging up. Hey. Bye-bye.
Hi, baby.
She was found out.
Hi, there. Hey, tell Rob about his denial about going bald. Have you saw him at the game yesterday?
I like your hair longer.
Tell him what you told. Tell him what you told me yesterday.
No, I just said, and Rob still doesn't think he's going bald.
You know what? Maybe I do.
Let me see. Let me see the lean down.
You know what? It's not as thin as it is when it's real short.
Oh.
Yeah, come on. like a map of Guam.
It is.
It's big.
Guam.
Yeah.
It's really big.
Yeah, it's definite.
I'll need the name of your wig person.
They have all different kinds. So many cute.
You want to be Miss Helper? Be Miss Helper? What? Get one from Marcia and get one from Mike's gal pal.
Yeah, get a blonde one.
Well, sure. We'll go on a group shopping trip. It was a lot of fun. I was trying on wigs and all these different styles, and the lady... Little Asian lady says...
Talking to the microphone?
I was looking at Buzz.
Looking at Buzz again, I realize.
But anyway, she said, we usually only let you try on four. I mean, I had them all over the place.
Like that.
Is this how they were talking?
That was it.
How'd you like that game yesterday? You ever seen me happier than I was at that game? Really? Come on, be honest.
No, you were happy, but you were a little scared because you realized you didn't know that your popularity would sink so low with your Packers wear. And it's so funny because he was thrilled to see so many Packers fans there, mm-hmm. and he kept saying, he heard somebody say, where have all these Packers fans from? And he was saying over and over, where are all these Packers fans from? Where are? And I said, well, certainly not the pages of Vogue because these guys.
I saw him on TV. A lot of the cheese, a lot of the cheese
hat. And I was embarrassed. I mean, nothing against Packers fans. I'm sure they're good people. But people kept saying to me, so, are you from Wisconsin?
Right.
No.
Oh, what about that drunk lady before the game?
Oh, God.
That old hag. I mean, that nice lady that was she was like Selma Simpson. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Homer?
How could you possibly wear a Green Bay jersey? Honey, are you a Redskins fan?
Yeah. People get passionate about their football, about all their sports.
Okay, listen, let's forget all this. I'll read this stuff later. Anyway, Orleans, I did want to mention this.
You were talking about this being Bush. They play this at Bush rallies now?
Yeah. And
the hair when this song was popular, too.
No, you had real hair
that long. I had
hair
long. Just like this.
Real hair like that when the song was out.
Yeah.
Let's go back. This is 1976.
Mm-hmm.
What DJ were you dating then?
76. I was in college. I was dating educated people then. Not DJs yet.
Mm-hmm. So the deal with the song Still the One is this, that Bush starts playing it. Well, some guy who still tours as Orleans, oh, here's the guy's name. The guy that was in the band. His name is John Hall.
Okay.
Not Daryl Hall and John O's. Different guy. Name is John Hall. He wrote the song Still the One.
Is that the bald guy?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
He's in the band Orleans. They still tour.
Right.
He co-wrote the song and wrote a letter to the Bush campaign, asked them, they refused, so he sent another letter demanding that they stop using the song Still the One. Because he's for Kerry, and he says, it's not fair to use my song when I hate you. And
did they still say, no, we're going to use it?
Oh, Bush has dropped it now.
Good.
Now W is using Dance With Me. Yeah, the great Orleans hit.
That seems to me...
Dance With Me.
That's happened before. I believe that's happened
before. Partner.
That artists have had candidates use music and they've said don't do it. And I don't remember where it happened.
Candidates
should
check first.
McCain had trouble with the song Captain Jack.
Really?
Yeah, because of the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, didn't Jack just get you high tonight?
Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm getting creeped out by the fact you're just standing here in the studio.
This is the way it is at home. He can't be in the same room as me.
Wow.
Yeah, and put a show of hands. How many other guys in this room feel that way about their wives, huh? Okay, there's only one other honest man in this room. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob.
You need space.
I don't count yet. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're off the hook on that.
I'm off the hook on that one.
Plus, we spent a lot of time together this weekend.
I was just talking about with the wig. Usually, you like me in the room. As a matter of fact, yesterday when I left you, just for one quarter, you were upset because your friend wasn't there anymore. So stop being the tough guy in front of your friend.
No, I think I said that. I think I did. I believe I said on the air, I didn't have anybody there. By my side,
right.
I was taking...
You like me in the room. You like me watching football
I'm taking...
You want
crap.
Me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Sean Combs next to me is giving me crap. The guy with the kids and the mustache to the left is giving me crap.
It's because of the protection. You like me. Admit it.
All right, I like you.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, well, duh, we're married.
Well, duh, you say all the time like you don't, so there you go.
Well, you say all the time you don't like me.
Well,
you say what a dope I am. See, you don't like me.
I remember crying. I don't remember saying, you, when you walk away from me.
I wasn't crying. I was mad. I was pissed you had my keys and you had my phone.
Who are you calling?
I wanted to call you to say, I'm leaving now.
You told me this was going to be the one game you were going to stay the whole game.
All right, well, we didn't stay till absolutely the end.
Right.
This is like a perpetual episode of the Newlywed Game.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay, listen, here's why she's here. My beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Now you've just made it hard because you got me mad. But go ahead.
Okay. Crack the iceberg, kids. We're going to play Make Frida Laugh. This is going to be the toughest ever.
Right.
Now, being in a good mood...
I am in a good mood, but, you know, I'm just not an out-loud laugher. I remember one time Roz made a funny little comment when I was standing there with Carrie, and I didn't acknowledge it, and you later on said to Don, you said something like, went right over my head. And you know what it was?
What was it?
The joke. It was when we were going to the beach and I had to put up drapes and you said, oh, it's curtains for you or something. And I didn't go,
ho, ho, ho.
Should have.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive, you know, being...
I know. You thought you were too clever for me.
As you were saying. So, we have a trip for two to Cleveland. See the WWE Survivor Series live at the Gund Arena. Don't miss WWE Survivor Series live Sunday, November 14th, live from Cleveland. Watch it at home on in-demand pay-per-view. You know how we do this? We put 10 minutes on the clock.
We do.
We take on-screen telephone calls.
I have no idea how this is going to go. I don't really... You know, your wife calls in a lot, but, I mean, there are not moments where she's involved in a lot of the comedy aspects of it, so I don't know what's really going to make her laugh.
I'll tell you this, and it's really, God damn it, Mouse, it's a compliment. One of the reasons we've stayed together so long is she's funny.
Huh?
She has male genitalia.
So she makes me laugh, because she makes me laugh like my sister. That's why I asked her to like do the impression. She reminds me of my sister where she does the physical thing. And
you know,
it's just that is funny to me.
Yeah. What my wife has the best sense of humor at is laughing what I say.
Laughing at what you say.
That's
important.
No.
You know what we really share, and you won't admit this, is a love of making fun of other people. We do. And you're good at it. And you're really good at it.
You make heartless fun. And so, you know, just as a word, as a little tip to anyone, the same humor that makes you guys laugh will not make me laugh.
She's lying about
cruel
that.
Cruel humor will not make
me laugh.
Not in public, though.
No. I want to say something. You can be cruel and catty, but you do it in that phony Mary Tyler Moore way that, you know, I'm just the happiest girl in the whole USA while the whole time, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You're doing the meow, 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 meow. Just one small hint. Loves ethnic jokes.
No.
He kid you long time. So if you want to win a trip to Cleveland with the WWE Survivor Series, we'll put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll take a break.
Helen Keller jokes slay her.
Put my wife in the soundproof booth. Phone number 877-365-3636. 10 minutes. Make Frida and her crazy wig laugh, and you'll be going to Cleveland.
Okay, I'm ready. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Are you feeling...
I don't know if it'll be good or hard because I'm a little overtired.
Are you feeling like you want to laugh today?
Well, Mike, she's here.
But the
she's here in the comedy den.
We have to have some rulings because I giggle. I mean, do I have to really go...
No. Giggle counts.
Yeah. Giggle counts.
Giggle is a laugh.
The laugh comes out of your mouth.
Because you really don't do a big, hearty belly laugh.
Very rarely.
Uh-huh. Okay. She does the... like that.
You do really when you really do laugh?
What?
You do say tee hee.
I don't say tee hee.
Yes, or you go ha ha.
I don't
know. Yes, you do.
You know, is this in the evening after a cocktail that you've had? Maybe?
When she really laughs, it sounds something like this.
She's a sucker.
Never said tea in my life.
She's a sucker for a concept comedy as well.
Yes.
Those very high,
Rob and I could make her laugh.
High conceptual pieces.
Yeah. I'm glad to tickle her.
If we did the Sacramento dance for
her. Oh, no, I'm not ticklish. And no, because my brother, my 6'7" brother, used to pin me and tickle me until, you know, and just upset me. So I would.
Until such time as he was done.
I'm glad that makes you laugh.
Yeah, that is funny.
That makes me laugh.
He was completely done.
Yeah. He would climb up on top of you and tickle you until such time as
he went, thought it was time to finish. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be done. He'd be out of breath. Now we're laughing.
I learned to show him no emotion when I was under him, just like, you know, is reminiscent of our home life. No emotion. Not a smile. Not a whimper.
Okay, see, I told you. She's a funny lady.
Yes, the right joke is out there somewhere.
She's cracking me up. Okay, get out of here, baby.
All right.
And we'll see you after the commercials. 877-365-3636. If you can make Frida laugh. Make the ice. Crack the iceberg. Make her laugh. Think about her brother climbing up on top of her. Tickling her. You know, tickling is code. Incidentally. And now we're laughing.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
That's right.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
And here we go, the station break. Tampa Bay. 10 WBZZ. Yeah, in Buffalo. 92.9 WBUF. Brownsville, Texas. KBJY. And in Austin, Texas. The Coyote, baby. KQYT.
Oh!
104.3 FM. Friday.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Friday, Rich Eisen will be here. And when we pick the pros with Rich Eisen, it's brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. Tomorrow on the show, big day for me. Very excited. You know I'm excited, baby.
I know you are. I'm happy for you, darling.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, you're big guys for them.
Finally, Brian Wilson will be on this show. And not a joke with us like playing the retard tapes.
Really?
Although we have played the retard tapes many times.
As long as I've known you, you've been talking about him as like the Mozart of the modern era.
So tomorrow... Yes,
and I never heard Mozart talk. So, you know, it was very similar.
From the style, they say you are leaving. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile.
Brian Wilson.
That's why I am such an enigma.
And right in the pathway a while, now come and sit by my side.
On one hand, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, the guy's a musical genius.
Yeah, I mean, he's and he's back touring, isn't he? Yeah.
He is very reclusive. Beth Ann has worked the entire time. Beth Ann's been with us 6 months now. The entire time she's been with us, that's all she's been trying to do. Get Brian Wilson. So tomorrow, the meeting finally happens.
Good. Very good. I'm excited about
that. Ask him about our song.
Oh, don't worry, baby.
There
I will.
Go. I was test. It was a little test. Very good.
Now listen, Frida's here with a crazy wig.
Uh-huh.
Robbie got 10 minutes on the clock.
Starts with the first caller.
Okay. Oh, and we didn't forget. We will get back to the tapes to compare Rip Torn.
Yes. Do you want to sit down or stand up while you're listening to your jokes? Which will make you laugh? Which would make you more comfortable?
You know what? I'd probably be more relaxed if I were sitting.
Okay.
If we want to make it easy.
A chair for my lady.
Robbie, get...
No. Rob, please.
Get her a stool.
Use mine. Isn't that nice? Very chivalrous.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody acts phony when you're here.
I know.
I'm just being polite.
Yeah. Now
I've dumped the other chair.
God.
You made me nervous.
I do the Mike O'Meara
over
here.
I think it looks fine. I think it looks great, Frida. I do too, Frida.
Well, you know, let's be Beth Ann, we're all set with the chairs. Yes.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm all set up like Mike.
Please let me hang.
What do you got? What, you got your feet up on the
got
board?
Got feet up there.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty.
Don't touch my wife's feet. 877-365-3636. 10 minutes on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Win a WWE trip to Cleveland. If you can make Frida laugh. Ready, baby?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Robbie, put the time on the clock, and you're off.
Now she's laughing already.
I'm laughing at Mike's feet up here with mine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Frida laugh.
Hello, Frida?
Yeah.
I learned something that your husband has in common with the late, great Karen Carpenter.
What would that be?
They have the same reaction to eating pumpkin pie.
All right, now, a lot of these calls will suck. And baby, please show that side of your personality, the side that I love so much, the caustic.
Feel free to judge.
The caustic.
That's a truism, but not a joke. I'm sorry, sir.
Very
but.
Judgmental you are.
That was somebody who was attempting to be original and failing this.
Hey, Frida, baby, that's Rose here, girl. Ha, ha, ha. Got you fucking. What is that? Square, soft, and covered in blood.
What is square, soft, and covered in blood?
My brain had to rob Schultz.
Oh, it was the finger gun. I had to cut him off. It was something after Robbo or something.
You know, his voice was funny as it was.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Almost pushing me over the edge. Right
make
there.
Frida laugh. Hello.
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 Frida.
Yeah, hi.
Duh.
Frida.
Come on!
I want to be on you.
Oh, now we got to stop your brother from calling the show. Hello.
She's not ticklish.
Don and Mike show. Make Frida laugh.
Frida.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a gay guy and a mosquito?
I don't laugh at gay guy jokes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Good.
Hello.
Hi, Frida. Hey.
How you doing, faggot?
Hey, I got a new toilet brush. I don't really like it, though. I think I'm going to switch back to paper.
Paper. Oh,
you just got that one, huh,
yeah,
baby?
Right.
Hello, Donnie.
Does that mean he was taking a brush and...
Yeah. Hello, right. Make Frida laugh. Hello?
Hello?
Thinking man.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a joke for Frida.
Oh, good. It's a woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that'll help.
Well, you have to think like a guy. To a man, what's the difference between pink and purple?
Pink and purple? Don't know.
Their grip.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Wow.
Winner.
Oh, that was cute.
I thought this would be the impossible contest.
Yeah.
Who knew?
As far as my wife goes, and I know, you know,
right?
23 years, 24 hours a day.
Right.
That's the closest you're going to get. You had a real...
We have a winner.
You had a real, genuine smile and a true laugh.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm grinning from ear to ear. This is wonderful.
Good.
I'm not surprised she responded to a woman.
Oh, you've seen me with your wife.
You shut up.
I'm always related to Frida. I'll put it that way. I usually take her side, but not always, but usually.
Well, the only times you don't take my side is when my husband is telling the story inaccurately.
Yeah, because that's what I look for.
You have a very good point, and all the women sitting in their cars thinking, oh my gosh, this poor woman.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking, this poor woman. This poor woman.
Hey, Rob, what was she saying?
She was saying...
All right.
Well, before we
That's not making me laugh.
Before we award the prize, once again, let's hear the joke
that
actually thawed the iceberg.
Yeah, and I just want to point out, it may have been mistold slightly.
But still, but the point
is,
it made her laugh.
Okay, to a man, what's the difference between pink and purple?
What?
Their grip.
And it's making her laugh again.
I am a tough laugh. I realize when I'm watching TV or but when I'm talking to people one-on-one like this is, I'm not so tough. I just realized.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to laugh longer, so I would hear more jokes.
We all do.
Frida, you sound different on the radio than you do on the phone. You sound great.
Yeah, it's a little weird to be here.
You know what a lot of that is, really, baby?
What?
It's that goddamn hands-free thing. You call on that, that's like nails on... Your voice on that is nails on a chalkboard. Really?
Well, how many years have I asked you just to put a microphone in the house?
There you go.
Get out of here with that.
See, she has the answer. Listen to her.
Shut up, you.
He's only saying it to you because he's afraid to say it to me.
There you go.
I'm not afraid to say it to you. Shut up, you.
You better not say it.
Shut up, you.
You better not.
What did that woman say? What did that woman say, Rob?
Hey, lady, what is your name?
My name is Stephanie.
And Stephanie, where are you from?
Newark, Delaware.
Beautiful. You've won the WWE Grand Prize, a trip for two to Cleveland to see the WWE Survivor Series live at the Gund Arena. Don't miss WWE Survivor Series live Sunday, November 14th on in-demand pay-per-view. Call Comcast or Cox, that's COX, cable systems now to order.
Oh, pink or purple. Okay.
I bet when you're in Cleveland, we'll still be able to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
We won't need a telephone.
Amen, brother.
You just got to open up a window, honey.
Okay. Oh, this is great. I love it.
Oh, we made you very happy, haven't
we?
That's
wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you
for listening.
Thanks for the laugh.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's great.
All right, baby. Well,
I'm comfortable.
And that's it for you.
I'm
comfy. She has her shoes on. It's a nice chair, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice sitting here.
I'm glad you're comfortable. Please, now. Come on.
Go to the grocery store. What do you want for dinner?
I'm already taken care of.
Oh, yay. All right.
I got a steak. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm a man.
Good.
I'm a man. That's what I am.
You don't need any vegetables? You're just going to eat meat?
Just meat.
All right.
Vegetables.
Very good.
Vegetables are highly overrated.
Amen.
Especially green ones.
Right.
Don't trust a green vegetable.
They're good for you.
I'm going to have raw steak.
All the ladies at the station want a week now, you know.
Great. Start.
I'm all for that.
I don't care about the ladies at the station. Start with Buzz's wife and start with Mike's girlfriend.
That's
start with
too.
Them and then let's see how they feel about the creepy wig.
I'll definitely start with Marcia. But,
that's fine.
But the girlfriend's off limits to me. I'm not allowed to talk with her, I don't think.
Oh, don't start that again.
See? Not that.
Say, yes. It's been very pleasant. Right, okay. I'll let you have my share. Come on.
Let me see you.
All right, just
turn me down in person.
Don't start with me, please.
It's true.
It's been so pleasant. All right.
Okay. It's unpleasant.
All right, get out of here. Come here. Give Daddy some sugar now.
Really? Don't touch my hair.
Yeah, baby. What'd you say?
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch your hair? Why?
Hang on to it.
No.
Why?
No, I don't want you to.
Why? Come here. Now, don't run from me. Are you running from me like I'm going to hurt you?
Pull my hair off.
I'm not going to. I promise I won't pull your hair off.
No, and you promise you won't hang up on Joe. I know.
Okay, but I promise.
She's heard the show.
Babe, I promise.
All right, then better not be a radio promise.
Not a radio promise. What?
Then why are you holding my hands together?
Because I want Rob to pull it off your head.
Yeah, like Rob's going to do that. Now he's accosting her. Now she's trying to get away.
They're behind the
accosting. They're fighting.
Stop.
They're wrestling.
Who's
it's getting physical.
Who's
now they're going to make kiss and make up.
Stop it.
Who's my girl? Come here.
Ah!
Oh, he got it off.
Mwah.
Got it again.
The wig off.
Of course I got the wig.
Again.
There you go. Want to play some keep away? Want to play keep away with this dead rat?
Oh, no.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you checking out? What were you trying to do to him?
What are you pull his shorts down.
She was trying to pull his shorts down.
Yeah. I tell you what. Let's try that tonight. That would be a novel breakthrough. What?
You got affection over the weekend.
I know I did.
Goodbye, friend.
Bye. Hey, baby. Baby. Love you long time. Hey, you guys try having your wife down at work with you.
I understand.
You know, it's one thing on the telephone, dude, but it's another thing with you to really hear.
You got the wig, though. You did get the wig.
I did say to Mike, bye, baby.
Twice.
I did say to Mike and the guys during the break, I said, I don't care how bad my radio career ever goes. I love my wife. I would never do a show like one of those husband and wife shows.
One of the he said, she says.
Like, Buzz, you remember Don and Roma Wade from WLS?
Yes.
There's no way that that was like a husband and wife.
Yeah.
They would actually get up at 3 in the morning, drive in the car together, argue on the radio all day, then go home and have to do the same thing.
Keep arguing. You got to be a certain kind of guy to be like nuts.
I'm not that type of
guy.
I think
you need a microphone and a jar.
Yeah. Oh, good time. Okay. Before the break, here we go. As promised,
rattle.
Let's please be comparing now.
Yes.
Rip Torn.
Yes.
And Bob Barker.
Very good.
With the new Bob Barker tape. Here's Rip Torn.
Telling you, you guys are all going to jail. And you are all f***ing out of line. Save my customer. You've been arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence.
I was hit by a taxi.
I need you to listen to me, okay?
What?
I need you to listen to me right now.
Was I hit by a taxi?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't out there.
Yeah, no. I was hit by a taxi.
You refused to submit to a taxi.
I won't say anything until you say it's disgusting.
We'll push it in.
I will not say.
Now, obviously, that's Rip Torn, and he's intoxicated.
Right.
And he's on a surveillance tape at a police station.
Mm-hmm. Jury says he's not.
That's right, Buzz. You're right. He was found not guilty.
Right.
Here is the new tape of Bob Barker from The Price is Right.
All right. First spin. I'm looking at this wheel over. You know, I had never noticed this before. This is another historic moment on The Price is Right. I'd only done the show 32 years. You see, this is 25, and on the side it says 25, so you if you're standing over here, you can see what you get. And here's 90, you stand over here, you see, there's 90. And here's a nickel, and over here it says 50.
I'm going to send you all to jail. I have not had a chance in all these hours.
I think Bob Barker's more bummed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who says? Now, and up here it says a nickel, and there's 50. Now, somebody has goofed these two up. If I were a judge, I'd throw out the case right here.
Well, Bob.
Now, you see?
You see?
That's the penetrating you know, nothing.
I was hit by a taxi.
I mean, I miss nothing.
This is where it falls
apart.
I miss
nothing.
Here he is, right.
And nothing misses me either.
Clever.
Come on, Dan. Right. Well, Dan, how do we stand? I've forgotten. How did he do? He's out, isn't he?
He's a loser.
He's out.
He's lost.
No, you haven't. The other one.
He's lost.
Again? But as I pointed out, this is a nickel of this. Well, all right, go on. Spin.
You know what it is? I was hit by a taxi.
Yes, Rip Torn is hammered.
Right.
Bob Barker sounds drunk, although we should give
it
the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Like a jury.
It could be Bob Barker's just feebed out.
I think it might be, but you know what? Hasn't there been rumors?
Also, yeah. I think it has to do with Bob is a happy drunk.
Right.
And Rip is belligerent.
Yes.
And that's why Bob sounds a little more Elvis-y.
Yes.
Not a fair comparison.
So they're hammered. I'm sorry
click,
about
click, click, click.
Sorry about that. You know what tomorrow is, right?
It's election day.
That's right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
More of our continuing coverage.
Yay. Wonderful. I was hit by a taxi.
I'm right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I did have a lot of very profound and lasting kind of images flashing through my mind when I was going under the anesthesia. Images that clearly connoted death and images that clearly connoted life. I saw dark masks crushing, like death masks being crushed in series, and then I'd see these great circles of light, and then like Hillary's picture or Chelsea's face would appear on the light, and then they'd fly off into the dark, into the distance, and other people that I knew and cared about. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I it's the only thing I remember. I remember it very clearly. I don't remember whether it was going under or coming out or both. I just remember seeing it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gotcha.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Yes. Len Kravitz. I don't break out the modern tunage unless I really dig it.
You like the LK.
Yeah. Yeah, Lenny Kravitz, anything he does is good. I'm a fan of Leonard Kravitz.
That's what Ricky Williams said.
Mike, that's so behind me. You know that.
I know.
I like him just for the music.
I understand.
This is the gateway song.
You liked him well before he started hanging around with NFL running backs.
That's right.
Or former.
That's right. Besides, he smelled like Ging 18 years ago whenever he came in our studio that first time.
He was high.
Are you high?
High.
All right. Our continuing erection coverage. We'll have our reports tomorrow, of course. We're all going out to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We will officially name a winner before the end of tomorrow's show.
Oh, I like that. And I've heard, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I have heard that a good chance it might be Nader.
Wow. No matter what happens, you'll hear the first guarantee on this show tomorrow.
That will be a departure from previous elections where we always call it early for LaRouche.
Joining us now from parts unknown, I believe maybe the state of Arkansas, he's out there on the campaign trail stumping.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Is this on?
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, hi, dear. Is this the lady I'm supposed to speak with?
Don from the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
You know what? I bet you heard.
How about the Hilton?
Were you listening in the headphones? I bet you heard my wife on this show a few moments ago.
I believe I did. How are you, Don?
I'm doing fine. And
good to hear you. This is great to be out on the campaign trail again. I tell you, they're a couple of losers, ain't they? My God. I wish it was me. That's what everybody tells me. I'd have this thing sewn up.
Yep.
Now, it sounds like
running against him? Like running against a tar.
It sounds like...
Oh, man, he's challenged.
Now, are you on one of those super secret Secret Service microphones?
I'm just sitting here in the corner of a place where I've just had a lovely lunch with some Kerry volunteers, and several of them were commenting on how I look much better with my weight loss. And, of course, I'm never one to shy away from a compliment, so the lunch tended to go a little longer than normal. My goodness, It's well into the early afternoon here. I'm in Arkansas. I'm at a hotel.
Were you in
a lunchroom?
Were you in a conference?
I was having a round table after I did some speaking. I'm planning on doing a little last minute campaigning for Lurch. But I'll tell you, I told him in confidence, I said, you should have beaten this guy handily. This should not be a close race. Shouldn't be a close race at all, really. You got a trainable in the office.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes, Mr. Geronimo. I miss Washington. I miss listening to you. I love your show. Do you still do strip trivia?
No. We had to change all that with the FCC.
God damn it.
Listen, if it's at all possible.
I love stumping. I'm stumping.
Could you go into another room where maybe we could talk in private?
Well, I can't leave right away. I told a little white lie. I'm in my suite.
In your suite in the hotel.
We ordered in some lunch and some lotion.
Could you go into one of the bedrooms that's not being used, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Bathroom, excuse something. Me. Ladies? Yeah. All right, James? Yeah, tell him I'll be back. I love you too, dear. Hold on a second. Let me go in here. All right. Here we go.
All right. Well, now.
We can talk now. It was... they told me not to exert myself. I found myself exerting myself every livelong day. Two of the three bedrooms are not open.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe it's afternoon time.
It's been a long time.
That's the way I've always enjoyed it the best.
It's been a long time since I've asked you this.
How are you?
Through the telephone?
Yes, go right ahead.
Is it possible I could smell your finger?
Yeah. Oh, you're something else. You and
you're
I have
funny.
Always had a special way.
You're funny.
Of communicating, and I appreciate that. It's great to be out here. You know, I'm stumping and humping. It's a wonderful time. It's a good day to be an American.
Now listen, we played this.
Whatever.
We played this.
Get off your deathbed. I'm feeling fine, but I tell you, this is good for me. Back at Oxford, they called me Morning Glory. Yes, sir.
We played that tape.
Nothing like taking a nice walk in Britain after a doobie.
We played that tape of you from TV last week talking about the masks of death.
That is true. Anyway. That is true. Everything that I said on that tape, and I'll get serious for a second here.
Come on, be honest.
Oh, no, it was, I sanitized it for media consumption.
Oh.
When in fact, when I was drifting off under the anesthesia, I began to see visions that were horrible, evil visions.
Like, what?
Well, I mentioned I saw Hillary's face floating in space.
Yes, you did.
It was more than that.
Whoa.
It was Hillary. It was Hillary with her legs behind her head.
Oh,
oh my!
It was an evil vision. It was Hillary as a Cirque du Soleil contortionist, but she wasn't wearing one of the outfits.
She didn't have a little dance skin on, huh?
Oh, man, I tell you, no, it was, and when she crushed the mask, she did so with a thigh master.
Oh, my God.
I was never more afraid in my life, and then Chelsea was just laughing at me.
That was,
you know, but it's crazy.
Was Monica Lewinsky at all in these dreams?
Well, she might have been, in a roundabout way, she might have had the face of the death masks. She really did, but they weren't as fat as she is now. Have you seen her?
Hey.
Oh, my goodness, Glory. I've shed the pounds, and Monica found them. My God, see those shoulders?
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, they look like speed bumps.
Let's get down to brass tacks about the election.
Brass tacks.
Does your guy got a chance? Does our guy got a chance?
Oh, most definitely. I feel that this is a good chance for America to get out and really, show the fact that, Mr. Tennessee was... not really with it. I'll tell you, I spoke to him shortly after the previous election back in the year 2000. I told him, all right, I was there. You didn't pick the forbidden fruit. You didn't let me go out and say, hey.
Now, here's what I'll
tell you, when I'm stumping and humping, there's really no way to stop me.
Here's what I want you to do, if you don't mind.
It's called charisma.
What I'd like to do
is
put you on the air here.
Sure.
I was reading today that the most disenfranchised voter in America is the single woman. The lady that doesn't have kids, doesn't have a husband.
Sure. I've always been able to communicate with them.
Well, I thought if we got the right music going, if I gave you a minute or so, maybe you could make a plea, whether it's Kerry or Bush, or we'd like it to be Kerry, but if you could just maybe
do what you do. So without further ado, this is just for the ladies, single ladies who are not convinced to vote tomorrow.
Right.
Don't know who they're going to vote for. Ladies, here's Bill.
Oh, hello, ladies. This is Bill Clinton. Yeah, I'm looking at you. That's right, you driving along in your car right now, or you sitting by the radio, or perhaps preparing the evening meal, a lonely evening meal. Can I first say, you have beautiful eyes. Beautiful, deep, deep blue or brown or whatever color they are. They're pretty. Those are some pretty... Hello, dear. And I like the way you do your thing. I really do. I'd like to talk, if I may, about getting politically active. You know, politically active is very close to sexually active. It's not a bad thing at all.
No.
In fact, it's a good thing in most circumstances. Did I mention you have beautiful, beautiful eyes? Some of the most beautiful eyes, and I'm fond of your mouth, too. The way it turns just so. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Hey, do me a favor, all right? Let you run out. Go on. Get. Go out and get out to the polling place tomorrow. Pull that lever. Pull that lever for John Kerry.
Uh-huh.
Go on and do it. Go on, shoe fly. And remember, when you pull that lever, you say to yourself, President Bill Clinton said that I have beautiful eyes and a very sexy mouth.
Pull that lever.
I would just love to see you pull that lever, and then I'd like to sit there the rest of the afternoon and watch you eat grapes. That'd be good enough for me. Are you good enough for America? I think you are. Go ahead and do it right now.
Pull the lever.
Go on. Pull it. Pull it. Oh. Pull that lever.
There you go.
You should vote, then visit my sex chair. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you, dear.
Well, now, President Clinton, we want to thank you for that.
Well, very
nice. Applause.
Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on.
Come on. I'll applaud.
How are you?
Hold on. He wants.
How are you?
I know what he wants.
Yeah, the big applause. Yeah.
There you go. That was great, Bill.
Thank you. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Kill me.
Now.
Truly kill me.
I got a treat for you.
Her now, I would not have sexual relations.
I got a treat for you.
You do?
Since you've last been on the show.
Right.
You know, we had the whole FCC thing. We had our old producer quit. We have a new producer.
That's a good thing.
Have you been introduced to our new female producer?
You have a female? Is it an intern?
No, she is the full-fledged producer of this show.
There you go. I have always said,
how?
You stock your office with a bunch of women, and you're going to be more productive in the workplace.
You know how you like those...
I kid you not.
You know how you like those double country names like Sandy Sue and Bobby
sure.
Joe?
Oh, I like them. I'm a country guy myself. Yeah. You know, I'm an Arkansas one.
You know what her first name is Beth Ann.
Oh, Beth Ann. Oh, man, bring her to me.
Nice, huh?
Put her on the phone. Let's give her a call, shall we? I'll solicit a vote.
Only because you did so great.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Look what happened to me. Due to my profound weight loss, my trousers have slipped a bit.
President.
Is this Beth Ann?
Yes, it is.
This is William Jefferson Clinton. Beth Ann, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You have beautiful eyes.
How do you know?
I know because I can feel it through the phone.
Oh, that's good.
I'll tell you. Women. You know what women do, Beth Ann?
What do they do?
They make me more productive.
How?
They make me reproductive.
You know what she's into?
What's she into?
She's giving you some 411 about her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best way to do it. I'm making a phone call.
She's desperately into Christmas.
Christmas. I love it. It's a great holiday.
She wears, like, Halloween sweaters all the time.
Halloween or Christmas sweaters?
Well, it was Halloween before. Now it's Christmas.
Christmas sweaters all the time?
Christmas sweaters. And I think there's been a lack of...
Oh, I understand. All right. Can she hear your part?
No.
All right, good. Hello, Beth Ann.
Yeah?
Have I told you about my favorite holiday?
What's your favorite holiday?
I love Christmas.
Me too.
That's great. You know, I've lost all this weight, so I can eat all the Christmas candy I want. I'm excited about Halloween candy, and now I'm going to go back to some of my old ways. You know, the doctors have said I've got to cut down on my high-fat, high-cholesterol foods, but I'm going to dive right in during this holiday season. And you know what, Beth Ann?
What?
I am wearing Jingle Bell boxers. I kid you not.
You like
I'm wearing that right now. Beth Ann, hello, dear. Are you there with me? Thank you. Can we count on you to do your civic duty and get out the vote tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going
to
be voting.
Who are you going to vote for, honey?
You won't be happy who I'm voting for.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Bush.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Please tell her she's fired.
All right, you're fired. All right, goodbye, dear.
I hung up on her.
There you go.
I'm serious.
That's great. That's wonderful. Isn't it nice? The little things you pick up when you're doing the show. Oh, visit me and I'll give you a white Christmas.
Thank you
very much.
We want to thank you for helping us stump and hump today.
It was a pleasure. I tell you, I'll always love coming on the Don and Mike show. I'm very, very sad to hear what happened. No, but you're not dirty anymore.
No, but we're still funny.
Be dirty.
We're still funny.
I want dirty.
Well, sorry.
Take care now.
We're still funny.
I'm going back to the party.
All right, go ahead. Goodbye.
Here, pull my finger, dude. Bye-bye. You have beautiful eyes. This hotel room is starting to smell like bleach.
We've lost.
Oh, there he goes.
Bill Clinton.
Boy, he's so good on the stump.
He's great.
Very charming.
Bill Clinton.
So very good on the stump.
Hello?
Now, come on. Listen, I'm certainly not going to fire you for your politics. You're entitled, to your opinion, even if you're wrong. But seriously, Beth Ann, you're voting for Bush?
Yeah.
Are you retarded?
Well, no, I'm not retarded.
I'll speak
just
with
like
her.
Just like the thing says.
I'll work her during the break.
He promised me a white Christmas.
Now, what is it that you like about Bush? I'm serious.
Yes, you're a single woman.
I think anyone who gets that job, it's not an easy job, and it's not what you think it is until you do it.
You come from a Republican family?
Yes, I do.
So it's kind of a family thing.
Well, no, and it's really what I feel.
But what about the fact that he's just so stupid?
I'm not stupid.
No, not you.
He's so stupid.
Well.
No, come on. Don't do this, guys.
No.
We can win her vote.
And then we can win her over?
Yeah, I can't believe that you're on this show and you're not for Kerry. I mean, it's okay. I
guess it's the beauty of America.
I guess it shows diversity, which incidentally is also overrated, along with vegetables.
Absolutely. It shows she plays it close to the vest.
Very close.
All the way along. Oh, she plays it close to the Christmas sweater.
That's right.
All the way along this, nobody ever really asked her, and that's what makes America great.
Who knew?
And right now, there are a lot of people that are on the other side that are jumping up and down and going, yeah, fantastic.
Right.
And they're all going,
good. All right. See you out of the gun range, honey.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's remember where we got her from.
That's Beth Ann. Oh, that's right. Down in North Carolina, South Carolina.
What was the town?
Raleigh, Durham, something like that.
It was even more rural than that.
They have to be careful when they're jumping up and down not to knock over the jug.
Hickory, Triangle, something like that. The quad.
Where we get you from?
What town?
Kernersville.
Kernersville, of course.
Of course.
That's Bush country.
Very good.
Okay. Kernersville.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a big Democratic area, but that's okay.
Oh, BS.
I'm serious.
Take a look at the map.
Beth Ann, it's okay.
Well, yeah, I know it is.
What I'm saying is, of course, you're entitled to your right and to vote. Yeah. If you're wrong, but it's okay.
You're right to be wrong. This isn't vote your conscience. This isn't the Fox News Channel.
Fair and balanced.
Don't get me going about those guys from the party Saturday. All right, so you're really for Bush?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know this is like a phantom call on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just...
You said it's a hard job, but you still didn't really tell us why Bush.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think it's an easy job. I'd be a little uncomfortable with somebody new going in right now, and there are certain issues.
I'll give you this, that you're buying into Bush's pablum, because all Bush says is...
Yeah, don't change horses.
It's hard work. It's hard work. It's a hard job.
If it's going so well, why not continue? Oh, too much fun.
Yeah. Okay, Beth Ann, we haven't changed your mind?
No.
No.
You've not?
Right. No.
What about your daughter?
She's a registered Republican.
Oh, she's 19.
I was, I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's all.
Oh, that's a shock. Well, you know, it's not like mom influences her. Okay, that's nice. I don't know what to do. Oh, don't do that. I didn't mean to do
that. You've really thrown us for a loop.
I'm sorry. You know.
Final question.
Yeah.
What about your dog, who you love more than any person?
If he could vote.
Who would your dog vote for?
I believe that Bunny...
What?
Would vote for Bush as well.
Okay.
Okay, Buddy. Is that your dog's name, Bunny?
Bunny, as an Easter Bunny.
Oh, Bunny. Your dog's name is Bunny?
Uh-huh.
It's a male dog?
It's a female dog.
Oh, okay.
You know, a dog's vote means a lot because that means that the next president will serve 28 years.
All right, well, there she is. She's brazen. She's outspoken. She's going to be fired as soon as I can possibly arrange it.
Yeah, after the election.
She's Beth Ann McBride, and she's our former producer. Thanks, thanks, Beth Ann.
Thanks, PA. Thank you. Welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, that's a shock.
Yes, it is. Well, she got Brian Wilson.
That is a shock. Yes, she did.
She did. That really counts, boy. As soon as he's been on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She's canned. She's S-canned out of here. Hello.
Hey, I just want to point out that you did stand over Bart and make sure that he did his voting for John Kerry.
Yes, you're goddamn right I did.
Absolutely.
And if you don't vote for John Kerry, you're an idiot too. Mm-hmm. And screw you and screw your families, okay? it's the last day before the election. Go to hell.
It's getting tense. America pulls together.
Yeah, dummy.
We're not polarized.
Screw off! Vote for our guy or die.
Right on.
McBride? Got a break.
I'm coming to see you, McBride.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ponderous, man. Ponderous. F-ing ponderous.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Yeah. We got a guest on the phone from Billboard. Now, you know what Billboard is, right? Billboard magazine, the DJ's Bible.
Record magazine, right?
Yes, it is. And...
number something or other.
I guess.
Were you just playing numbers?
No, I'm trying to augment the explanation.
It was particularly well-sold, and it made me laugh.
Thank you, Buzz.
Number something or other.
I think a while ago we had discussed on the show the fact that ringtones are more popular than ever.
Uh-huh. We did a whole thing where we were talking about ours one day.
And the newest chart that will be joining Billboard magazine along with the Hot 100 and the Hot 100 albums and all the radio airplay now is the brand new chart that they have for ringtones.
Wow.
Joining us now is Jeff Mayfield, editor of Billboard magazine's charts. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Big fans we are of Billboard magazine.
Mm-hmm. I heard your nice comments. Thank you.
Yeah. And where did you get the or where did you guys get the idea to start ranking ringtones?
It was actually an initiative suggested by our publisher, John Kilcullen, who's been with us a couple of years now. And, you know, there's been so much publicity about, we had 3 years of decline in album sales from 2001 through 2003. And you heard a lot of negative comment, like that music was over and it wasn't relevant to kids anymore.
Right.
Meanwhile, kids are walking around with cell phones, which, you know, either by appropriate means or through legal channels, were playing melodies of their favorite songs. So it kind of contradicted the notion that kids aren't interested in music anymore.
If you could break it down before we go through this week's top 10 or top 5, whatever you have, are the hottest ones standards, and by standards I mean like TV show themes or Happy New Year songs, or predominantly is it like Usher, you know, stuff from today? I mean, what are people buying more? Are they buying old-time junk?
If it's the kids that are doing this more than anybody, I would imagine it's more contemporary music. Is that right?
That's absolutely true. It really leans a lot toward hip-hop. The the issue that hit newsstands this weekend has the first ringtones chart in it. And like all but one of the top 10 songs come from hip hop.
Could you have
one? Usher's like got two spots. He's number one with the song that he does with Alicia Keys, My Boo, and then Yeah is number 10. So Usher's represented twice in the top 10.
All right, who else is in the top 10 this week?
The only exception to the hip hop rule is kind of interesting, and it's seasonal. At number 5 was the theme from Halloween from John Carpenter's film, which he happened to write.
Now, do people change their ringtones that often?
I would suspect that you're not going to see Halloween in the top 10 next week.
Right.
Or the week after next. So, yeah, I think it is seasonal, especially with something like that. Like, oh, wouldn't that be funny to have, like, the Halloween theme?
And I would think that with the technology ever expanding, you're going to have more and more people actually improving the quality of the music and actually having it a little bit better than the simplistic tones we're used to.
Well, that's coming. It's already happening to a greater extent in Europe and Asia, but I know that Sony has been pretty aggressive in moving forward with it in the U.S., and Universal is very much interested in this space, and that is where instead of just hearing like a synthesized replica of the song, which is what we're tracking on our current chart,
right,
we'll create a new chart where you will actually be able to play the master recording. So you won't just hear the melody, but you'll hear Usher and Alicia Keys.
All right, hold on. Let me give you an example. Let me call my cell phone. Hold on a second.
How often do you call yourself?
Well, I'm going to call it now so you can hear my ring.
Understood.
Because I have a question about my ring.
Oh, good.
Now, hold on a second.
I like this.
Here it is. Hold on. Original, right? Well, I love Batman.
It's my kind of hip hop.
And it goes all the way to the very do 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 do. Now, could I get the original?
I'm sure I could if I took the time.
Could I get the real theme from Batman? You know, the one that they... Oh, I just missed a call. Oh,
yeah, that's,
that was you.
Me. That's what they're working on now. That's it's referred to by various names. Master Recordings is one. One is Ring Tunes as opposed to Ring Tones. But that's where you have a phone that's actually capable of playing enough spectrum of sound that it could play, you know, 20 seconds of Usher and Alicia Keys singing, or in your case, the orchestra playing the Batman.
No, it would be Nelson Riddle. Now, we've got another one. So I'm going to call Rob.
Is that Nelson Riddle or Neil Hefti? I think it was Neil Hefti.
Yeah, it might have been Neil Hefti with the Nelson.
Right.
I think it was with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, though.
Neil Hefti, I think, did the TV, but I think Nelson Riddle had the hit.
All right, Rob, I'm calling you now. Can you identify this one, Jeff? All right, that's Elvis. That's
would be,
all right.
Would be That's All Right, Mama.
Now, the question is, would Rob have to pay, like, Elvis Presley Estates to be able to get the real Elvis singing on his phone?
Yeah, right now, the revenues that come to the industry from ringtones go to publishers and songwriters. But when you actually start using the master recordings, that's when the artist and the record company will have a payoff as well.
So they're monitoring this rather closely, and this is the type of thing. On the web, when you're going to these particular sites, are these sites all fairly rigorously licensed for this?
Yeah, they have to be.
Okay.
The publishers have been all over this space to make sure that they, you know, this is a promising new revenue stream at a time where people have been worried about music industry's fortunes. So all the performance rights associations, BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, have really been keeping a close track on this.
How many on your first chart? How many do you have, 10, 20, 50, 100?
We're running 20 in the magazine, and on one of our information sources over the web, it'll run at 40 positions deep. But in the magazine and on billboard.com, it'll come in at either 20 in the magazine or 10 on our free website.
Is there anything charting for the oldsters? Anything classic that's charting right now?
Well, aside from the John Carpenter, which I thought was pretty interesting,
right?
There is a rock song at number 17, which is Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved.
Okay.
Big song by them.
Mm-hmm.
And right above it, at number 16, now this isn't for your older crowd, but it's something that's non-hip-hop.
Okay.
You have Super Mario Brothers theme. Here's a contender, number 19, a contender to replace the Batman theme.
Okay.
From the classic pen of Henry Mancini, it's the Pink Panther theme.
No way. What
the Billboard chart, is it based strictly on sales, or does it measure popularity in some other way? Is it just a sales chart?
This is strictly a sales chart.
Okay, very good.
I think this is neat. I think it's innovative, and I think it's going to be fun to watch and track that. I think it's got to be good for your publication, too.
I can't tell you how much interest there has been in this. The press has been lighting it up. We obviously hit on something that people are interested in. And just to give you an idea of how popular the market is, these things cost like $1.99, $2.50 each just to get like a snippet of the melody,
right?
You know, and you heard how great the quality was in the Batman theme there,
right?
Hey, number one,
hey.
I loved it. It was really, really good for a ringtone.
Jeff, that was a 99-cent one-time download fee.
Yeah. The number one ringtone this week sold 97,000 transactions in 1 week's time.
Wow.
That's more than three times what people pay or what people bought on U2's Vertigo on iTunes and its competitor.
That's just wrong.
Gotcha.
This
now,
is the modern day 45.
How does payola influence your chart?
You know, I got into this game at the wrong time.
Yeah,
I guess you did.
I'm sure that if I would have gotten here a few decades ago, it could have been a better situation.
Give it time.
All right, well, Jeff Mayfield is the editor of Billboard's charts. Jeff, if you don't mind, let's get you on like towards the holidays.
Because
I got to think people will be nutty with the Christmas ringtones, right?
I would think so.
Absolutely.
Right? What, Robbie boy?
I was curious, could you like license like wacky sound effects if you wanted like a scream? Is there anybody that's like selling sound effects you can download?
Yeah, I'm sure they are, but we're strictly tracking the musical ones. But yeah, I think you'll find all kinds of stuff.
And I tell you, nothing better on that crowded subway when you're going to work than the scream sound effect.
Oh, nice! Like, everyone would love you.
Yes, yes.
I just don't hear that enough.
In the top 20, do you have That Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No.
Although, didn't we read that at least a month or so ago, wasn't Freebird like the number one downloaded song?
I think Freebird was. I think Sweet Home Alabama was way up.
It happens to be bubbling under. It's at number 25.
That's great. I love the Billboard
rise again.
Bubbling under.
Something around there.
All right, we got one more for you. See if you can name this one. This is a secondary ring that's on the telephone of our assistant producer, Rob. And it's not that fake ringtone stuff.
Okay.
It's a real song.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Name it. You got your phone, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you name this one?
Now that's just the German music we play when we talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very
yeah,
popular.
It's the first movement of Westerwald, Ein Scheiflein Sack und Farn.
And that's not bubbling under, is it?
No.
No, it's not. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your time, dude.
Sure enough, guys.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he is from Billboard Magazine. Jeff Mayfield.
Number something or other.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I think it's brilliant. I mean, I really think it's brilliant to be doing that, and it's amazing how many people are... The dynamic keeps going. The people change from week to week what their ringtone is.
I wouldn't mind getting the real... Where's that Batman CD that has the real song on it? I wouldn't mind getting the real...
The full audio.
Right? Now, do you have ringtones on yours?
I have ringtones, but it's not a musical thing. I am so attached to my ringtone, and it's because I'm so damn deaf. I like to... I can hear it anywhere. I can hear it anywhere, and that's what I like about it.
What about you, Buzz?
I'm strictly a vibrating man.
Of course. God, you're trying real hard to get laid today on this show.
You like this?
Yeah, this I would love coming out of my phone.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know what I'd like if I have my choice? My brother's anything?
What?
You were, I don't think you played it on the show yet today. Maybe you did, I'm not sure. But, well, you're talking about it. Still the One.
Oh, by Orleans?
Is what I'd love.
You'd like
have.
That one?
I really would.
Let's go right to our fag line.
All right.
Randy.
I'd like to play my ringtone for you guys.
Yes.
Please. Here we go. It is Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
That's why I said let's go to the fag line. Okay, thank you, fag.
If you're on a train, I'd break the window and throw you out.
Hello, Bob. Bob in Buffalo. Bobby.
Hi, yeah, I just
Just wanted to say that I on my phone have a bunch of songs and excerpts from like the Chappelle Show where I'm Rick James, bitch, that it says it right over my phone, so they are capable, private sites.
Oh, hey.
Stuff.
You know, now that's good. Imagine if you could get a voice. I've not even thought about that. If you get a video clip.
Oh, absolutely.
God, hey, that's good. Thank you, Bob. Here is Nick. Nick.
Yes, sir. This is Nick here in Sacramento.
Yeah, hi, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, but I just want to let you guys know that also up here they had ringtones as far as women and stuff saying your name in pretty explicit ways. Very
of course.
Nice.
That would be big in Sacramento.
Like Do Me Tommy or something like that?
Pretty much like that. And they also got like one on my phone I have here is a Mexican guy telling me to answer the damn phone. pretty nice.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Let's do a phone scan. If it's about ringtones, that's okay. But there's a ton of other stuff as well.
Meanwhile, Canada is massing on the border to attack.
That's 877-365. 636. 877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. Phone scan with your calls. Unscreen lying straight ahead.
They'll be sending their tanks across the border, and we'll be going, look, I got Tweety Bird.
Oh, and hold on a second. As you know, Joe has a cell phone.
Is this blood?
Find out right now. Hold on a second. And oh, turn that off, please. And
oh, I like that one. The art in her cell phone, yodeling chicken.
It's a Dixie Chicks. Cross-eyed Dixie Chicks. It's dark.
Joe, that's pretty incredible that you've got the surprising choice. Right?
You wouldn't believe how close that is to what I have. I have a polka.
Are you kidding?
Because I'm too stupid to know how to even change it.
What's your phone number?
I got it. You have it with you?
I was hoping he'd say it on the air, Ron. Come on. Okay, hold on. Let's get in the ring. Is it 703?
I'm just dialing
it. Oh, okay. I got you. Are you just doing cell
don't
to
open
cell?
It, Joe, while they're dialing you.
Here we go. Waiting for Joe's ringtone. Waiting for Joe's ringtone.
We have, that's nice, Joe. And we have Beth Ann's ringtone, too, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
That's why we were good together.
Yeah, baby.
Didn't even know. I got it right there.
Yeah, baby.
Listen, your calls. Rotating random phone scan. Lying straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. First spin. I'm looking at this wheel over. You know, I had never noticed this before. This is another historic moment on the Price is Right. I've done the show 32 years.
Yeah,
you see, this is 25, and on the side it says 25, so you if you're standing over here, you can see what you get. And here's 90, you stand over here, you see, there's 90. And here's a nickel, and over here it says 15 cents. Now,
Bob,
and up here it says a nickel, and there's 50. Now somebody has goofed these two up.
All right.
If I were a judge, I'd throw out the case right here. Now, you see, that's the penetrating, you know, nothing misses me. Nothing.
What Bob?
No, I mean, I miss nothing. I miss nothing. And nothing misses me either. Come on, Dan. Oh no, wait. How do we stand? I've forgotten. How did he do? He's out, isn't he? Get out of here. You've lost. No, you haven't. The other one here, like, yeah. Again? But as I pointed out, this is a nickel of this. Well, I go on. Spin.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, tomorrow Brian Wilson will finally be on the show. The real Brian Wilson.
All right.
And I'm going to be hard-pressed, man. I'm going to give my top five. My top five all-time Brian Wilson songs. Tell him why he's such a freaking god to me. That's tomorrow on the show. And this will be in there. Surfer Girl.
Absolutely.
Will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a Nighty Night song.
In My Room, is that in there?
In my top five? Yes, it would be.
Good. Okay,
it would be. I don't want to give away everything, though. I don't want to give it away. So that's tomorrow on the show, Brian Wilson. And we'll ask him what happened with Big Don O'Brien and why they're not working together anymore.
No, different. Totally, what is the problem, man?
That's totally different.
What's the problem,
Brian Wilson?
Tomorrow this will be the room to be in.
Yes.
It'll be like Damone says in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's right.
Isn't this great?
Folks can hear it, 877-365-3636. Yeah, tomorrow, Brian Wilson on the show. Tomorrow we talk about voting. Tomorrow we declare a winner on the show for the erection.
Right. Oh, what a busy day I have tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got to drive out to the polling place, vote.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, phone scan.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Howdy.
Hi. You guys are all my Brian Wilson.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I need to speak with Beth Ann, please.
she's not in the room. What would you like to speak with her about?
Won't do any good.
I need to ask her a question.
Well, just ask us. We can answer on behalf of Beth Ann.
Okay, cool. If it were up to her, would she, if she had children, and I know she doesn't. But
she does? No, she does.
She has a daughter.
She has a beautiful daughter that's roughly the same age as Bart.
Oh, okay, cool. So if it was up to her, if it was her decision and hers alone, would she say, okay, I'm going to need you to go over there and fight in Iraq? That would be my question.
Hold on.
That would be terrible. We'd really be putting Beth Ann on the spot if we called her.
There is, made her ask that question. Hold we made her answer that question. There is no background.
Hey, Beth Ann, you got a fan here. And for a change, it's not some guy asking about your thong.
No, it's somebody that's got a question.
Right.
And Beth?
Yeah?
You have beautiful eyes.
Oh, you. Very sneaky.
Get out of here. All right, sorry, Beth Ann.
That's okay, bye.
Beth Ann was in the back sewing her mind shut.
We found out she's voting for Bush. We're gonna give her a checkup from the neck up tomorrow. I don't know what's wrong with that ditzy broad.
Well, you know, the whole country's polarized.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donnie G, I'm here to shoot the messenger. Not to be mean or anything, but buddy, it's November 1st and there's no website.
Buddy, don't worry about shooting the messenger. It's a little something called quality control.
That's right.
We're putting a website together. We're about 90% there. We're
90%?
We're very close to being there. I mean, go there right now. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
I've been there about every day of October.
Great.
About every day?
We'll say twice every day.
Well, you know what? You're going to be a taskmaster. You've got to be there every day.
It's been a long time coming. I just want to make sure it's right, because of what I don't want is some idiot like you calling up going, hey, their website ain't no good. Give us a couple days.
And until then, bide your time and go to JoeArdinger.com.
Now that is the website.
Well, picture of his leg. Have you seen the Halloween pictures?
I've seen the pictures of I haven't seen the Halloween pictures. You got me with that one. But I've seen the baby pictures of Joe.
Yes.
They're wonderful. Listen, we really do appreciate the interest, and I promise as soon as it's done, it'll be up there. Everybody's screaming about it.
Yes.
Good word, my man.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
See you later. You better buy a goddamn hat now, I'll tell you that.
You know, I know, I appreciate the interest too, sort of. But I mean, what it is that he's that typical internet guy, you know. Hey, my man, buddy.
Uh-huh. Hey, buddy.
You know, FYI.
Hey, friends.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don likes you.
LOL.
Hello.
ECW.
Hey. Mike, like it or not, we are going to have a website.
I understand.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Could it be me?
Yes, it's Dumb Lady Day on the Don and Mike show. It's Dumb Lady Day. Hi, welcome.
I'm easily confused. Hey, would it be causing a train wreck to play my Batman ringtone?
You have a Batman ringtone?
You know what?
Yeah, I do. It might not meet Don's standards, but
you have
it's recognizable.
Elevated yourself past Dumb Lady. If you have a Batman ringtone, then I'll let that thing go. You didn't know you're on the radio. Let's hear it, please.
All right, hold on, please.
Wipe the frosting off your phone and play it.
I think she's a big gal.
Just guessing.
Here we go.
Okay. I can't criticize this woman.
No.
Even if she's like Roseanne Barbic, I can't criticize her, Rob.
The quality is horrible.
But still, she's a Batman fan. Batman. Yeah, come on. Let's give her something. Let's give her some Duncan Hines mix or something.
No.
Luckily, I didn't get to hear you all making fun of me.
No,
we didn't. I stood up for you.
No, we like that big time.
That's right, Betty.
Well, hey, it's
fat.
It's
like
own
it.
Region.
It's fat.
What can I say?
Listen, thank you for the call.
All right, well, thank you. I love you guys.
Very we cool. love you. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye. And I'm voting for Gary.
Oh, don't you guys feel bad?
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel bad?
No,
you don't.
Good luck with the booth.
Hello.
Can't close the curtain.
Hello, I don't think she was fat.
Hey.
Hello, John and Mike.
Thanks for calling.
And Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
How have you been?
How have you been? We've been great.
Good. Hey, do you guys know where I can download any of Dennis Murphy sets for my ringtone?
Dennis Murphy.
Someday.
One hand, one heart. Available online now.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love you both.
Hey, thank you.
I just wanted to know, did either of you watch 60 Minutes last night?
Yeah, I watched it with Lauren Michaels.
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we all seen it.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying to the guys that during one of the breaks that 60 Minutes really something they don't do as much as they used to. They really got a scoop with Leslie Stahl backstage when she ran off.
They lucked into it. I mean,
great footage with her crying during dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Awesome. But the thing I love the most about that, because I've read so much about the fact that Mike Myers based Dr. Evil on Lorne Michaels, but when they did the edit with Lorne Michaels putting his pinky up in his mouth.
And what about Lorne Michaels said 4 or 5 words. I don't remember.
One of the things he does, he goes, right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Did they nail him on that?
So funny that Mike Myers did that.
Didn't know that.
Oh, and Lorne Michaels, God. I mean, did he come across as a hump or what?
I thought he was very believable, very down. No, of course. And you know what I hate?
And if you make Lorne laugh. You know,
in the writer's meeting, if you make him chuckle, that's a good sign.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And that show, you know, really, that show, how long has that show flat out sucked?
Too long.
Well, since Chris Farley and Chris Rock left.
Yeah, right. I agree. Since Chris Farley and Chris Rock.
Adam Sandler.
And even before you got to Chris Farley.
Right, there was another
bad spell right there.
But, you know, here's the thing about Saturday Night Live. There are people now, I think Daryl Hammond is fantastic. Mm-hmm. His Clinton is the best I've ever seen. I think Tina Fey is fantastic. I don't like the other... What, Mike? Oh, no, your Clinton is the best, Mike.
The best he's ever seen, not the best he's ever heard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You don't wear the makeup and everything.
Right, if you did the makeup, you get the vote.
And lost 80 pounds.
You know, anyone that wants to applaud Lorne Michaels, remember when he came back to Saturday Night Live in the mid-80s, he brought Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
He brought Randy Quaid.
Oh, and who's the Rocket guy? What was the guy's name? Charles Rocket.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that preceded.
Was that Dick Ebersol?
That was D.E.
You know, really, you go back and look, and you know, we are really from the generation that grew up with Saturday Night Live, back when it was something really, really special.
I mean, huge
and it deserves all the credit in the world for being groundbreaking and being amazing, but it also deserves credit for, you know, bringing us some of the worst movies of all time, and really just... mediocrity.
That's Lorne.
For years and years and years.
That's right. The movies are all Lorne.
The whole thing spoke to it. You know, they said that now that he's got kids, he wants to play it a little safer than he used to. And I think he's been playing it safe for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Mr. Danger made the Coneheads movie.
I think everybody has to agree that watching that thing, they got their teeth, like a cow's teeth, stuck in the ringer. Ashley Simpson did, because if you watched it very carefully, and they really didn't dwell on it.
Right.
During the rehearsal, at the exact same point, she ran off the stage during the rehearsal. And it sounded to me like Lorne Michaels was lying when he was saying, they came up to us with the thought that maybe she'd need some. And then Leslie Stahl says, has this ever happened before? Well, it's the way that music has changed. Now, if it's a dance number, we allow it to happen.
Right. Hey, and you know what? The other thing that was BS and really, because this really, I was really paying attention to this.
Although, you know, I just have to, I'm thinking about it. You're so right about the Dr. Evil. Made me laugh out loud.
That was great.
When they cut to Lorne Michaels over and over again.
And here's the deal. When he's talking about how tightly controlled and everything is scripted, give me a break. Back when Belushi and Aykroyd were doing that, it was every line was scripted.
No way.
The book, you read the book about Saturday that Tom Shales wrote.
And what about everybody having their own color on the cue cards?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the show... Listen.
Well, we do that.
There's like no prep put into that show. They just put those people on and say, read the cards. And what about, listen, thank you for the call. What about
that poor person started to think, wanted to say something.
I know.
We completely jumped in. But excited. It was, I mean, I was so into it.
And that's our magic.
As great as it was watching them put Saturday Night Live together, it was fun to watch how they stitched it into a 60-minute speech and making the drama of Leslie Stahl saying, 80 minutes to air and the show is still fat. By 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. Pull down two cards.
They do it every week.
What about stupid Jude Law? I mean, no offense, Jude Law is a fine actor, but...
Oh, that should tell you why the show is not as funny as it
he's
used to be.
He's standing in front of the board with Lorne Michaels with an hour
he's
before the show.
He's making a comedy call.
Saying, you know what, Lorne? I really like the way that this piece moved. You know, hey.
Well, also from the rumors I've heard, maybe, Lorne Michaels enjoys Jude Law's starring appearance more than some of the other guests.
And speaking of Mike Myers... Here's a real guilty pleasure. I am so guilty of this. This weekend, it's on HBO constantly. I never saw The Cat in the Hat. I want to tell you something.
One of the worst movies ever made.
I laughed my ass off. I laughed my ass off.
You're kidding. Universally hated.
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Didn't do well at the box office. Critics hated it.
Hold on a second.
How much vodka did you have this weekend?
It was the Packers. Something happened.
No.
You had an aneurysm. Listen,
gas leak. Hold on. And I'm not the only one. I want to tell you. There's another. Come on. Boy, pick up the phone. My son goes back to college tomorrow.
It had to be that goofy, euphoric dynamic that you were there with your kid.
It was not. I watched it without him. Oh, come on.
Was it the Baldwin factor?
He's not bad in that.
Oh.
Hey, hola.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, listen, I'm here telling the guys that I watched the Mike Myers movie, The Cat in the Hat, and I thought it was hilarious. After I told my kid, I thought it was hilarious. He watched it, and, he loves to disagree with me.
Yeah?
Barney, you tell him what you told me.
I thought it had some pretty funny moments in it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, dear. Wow. I think you're both out of your minds.
I thought it was...
In the movie?
I took my kids to it the first weekend it came out.
Uncle Mike hates it.
I hated it.
Why'd you hate it so much?
I hate it because, first of all, it just wasn't funny. And it wasn't funny like some of the other kids' movies are funny that have actually decent dialogue in them.
I thought it was hilarious.
An impression of, who was he? Burt Lars, what he's doing.
It's
he's
okay.
Doing
Burt Lars. Right. It's cool with me.
He admitted that.
I liked it. I mean, like I said, I'm ready for the ridicule. It's a guilty pleasure. I had never seen it before. And I mentioned the Bart. Bart started originally. I said, you know what I really liked on HBO? The goddamn Cat in the Hat. He said, Dad, that movie's awful. Then he watched it, loved it.
Really? Mm. Well, he didn't love it. He's not as over the top as you. You're exaggerating a little bit.
What was that, Barney?
I'm not as emphatic about the movie as you are. I thought it was pretty... He had some funny moments. I agree with you there.
There you go. Like father, like son.
Sort of.
All right, thank you, Barney.
No problem.
All right, love you. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Good job, Barney.
Bye-bye.
They should have called it what you
called
it.
This is a no-spin zone.
Greatest movie of all time.
You heard him say it. It's going to get the Academy Award.
Hello, I'm ready to be ridiculed because everything I've read said that it's like the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do you like it in a Pee Wee Herman way? Is that the way you like it?
A Clifford way?
Because if you like it in a Pee Wee Herman way.
I do, and yes, Clifford as well.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, I thought it was a little more Dr. Seussie than The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Right.
How did you feel about that, The Grinch movie?
I thought that sucked.
I didn't like The Grinch either.
Yeah. I hated that one.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I have a question about Beth Ann.
Don't we all?
Yes,
don't we all?
Some of us more than others.
And I think Jonathan has asked the question many times.
She keeps answering.
Is she gay?
Do you think a woman with a 19-year-old daughter should ever be thonged up?
Wait. Hold on. You were talking about her thong, but it had something to do with her daughter. Exactly what was that?
Do you think a woman with a 19-year-old daughter should ever be thonged up?
Oh, absolutely.
I can answer that.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Emphatically.
Buzz, you need to go home and take a cold shower tonight.
Sorry. It's an important question.
What the hell is with you today?
Get some ice cubes in the newsroom, please.
God, wow. Buzz, so horny.
You expect me to remain silent on a question like that?
Come on. But I mean...
super sexed up, Buzz.
You're over there taking your shirt off when my wife is in here today with her wig on? I like it. I know, man. Todd and Mike show. Hello?
Absolutely.
Radio God.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well.
You and I are over here having a serious discussion about The Cat in the Hat.
I'll stand by our discussion. What can we do for you?
I was a cell phone store about 5 years ago. I had a cell phone that had recordable ringtones.
Well, are you talking on one? Are you talking on one now that actually fits into your mouth?
Okay,
I'm just,
a little too close.
No, it's just a little bit. Just maybe you could back off a little bit, okay?
Okay, I'm off.
Just a bit.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I
can you hear me now?
Ah, that's much better. Go ahead.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, love the show.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, did you see Total Access on Friday night? Your boy was on there, Jim Belushi.
Oh, you know what? I saw him with Rich Eisen, and pretty funny.
Is your wife thonged up?
Everybody wants to be thonged up right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, incidentally, and kudos for anybody that is into the high-definition TV. Kudos to Mr. Mark Cuban for putting free the Ultimate Fighting on, which is really great to watch on high-definition. It's really, but I don't like the choking out. You know, I'd like to see a little more of the, you know, breaking the noses and stuff like that. The choking out, while, you know, it can almost kill a guy, it's
not
extremely
not enough
boring
for you, Mike.
No, I mean, really, you see the guy and all of a sudden he gets him in a headlock.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see the guy, but one time, Alonzo, the guy that was fighting the other night, his tongue actually stuck out of his mouth. When he was getting choked out, he was going,
go
from pink to purple. And then his eyes were open when he was unconscious, which was very, very exciting.
Did you just say pink to purple?
I said, did he go pink to purple?
So you're still going back to free to laugh. You're still going back to being horny.
I'll go take something. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because you already took something.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi. Okay, do you speak English?
Call hello? Me.
Hello, yes. Ass. Hello, ass. Hello, I'm talking to Mr. Ass.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
For the final time, you're on the air.
Hello?
All right, that's fun. Is that fun?
Time's up. All right.
Do you enjoy that? Is that fun? Does making our job more difficult than it really should be, does that make you happy? Hello?
Hello?
Here we go. Come on, give us another one.
Like, I don't have your phone number on caller ID, and I'm not petty enough to call you myself in the middle of the night. Hello?
Hey, down to Mike?
Yeah, area code 316. What can we do for you?
Hey, sorry about that last phone call. You mean to tell me not at the right
phone? Wait, shut up for a second.
Wait a minute. After all that, you are apologizing for somebody else's call?
I thought it was my call. I thought I screwed up.
You mean shut up!
Hold on a second.
You really didn't know you were on the air. Why is conversation on a telephone this challenging?
Shut up! What can we do?
You guys are radio gods number
one. Shut up!
Nervous.
You guys are the best.
Shut up!
And this whole town.
Shut up! Why are you calling us?
Well, I was calling to tell you that Night at the Roxbury was the greatest movie Saturday Night Live ever.
Shut up! I should have listened to that man before. That man is always right. Hello, Don and Mike show. He is.
I agree.
Shut up!
Okay.
Don and Mike, hello.
Today I agree.
Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Right. That would be why I said Don and Mike about 10 times before you said hello. Hi.
How are you?
Hello there.
Radio God.
Continue to test our patience by not getting to the point of your inane call.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes, Don and Mike.
Listen, I'm sorry, unacceptable today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Correct.
Can I
just ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
When you call a business, let's say, I'm going to hang up on that guy because the radio's loud. Let's say that you're calling Sears because you're excited about some new fantastic product. When they answer the phone and go, hello, Sears, do you go, Sears? No. You know what I mean? When the new fall lineup comes out at JCPenney and you're calling to find out, they go, hello, JCPenney. You go, JCPenney?
We get a lot of calls that are very, very entertaining on this show where somebody, Don, will say, Don and Mike, and the call will start. You ever notice the fact that somebody does, and there's no greeting?
Yeah, they just
we all know
in.
What you're doing. We're
or,
doing that.
That's or great. We get the guy who's like, Don and Mike show. Don and Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike show. Don and Mike?
And then after the third time, how are ye doing?
Hello.
Yes.
What? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, I'm calling to compliment Buzz on his beautiful wife.
Thank you.
Aren't we all? I love Don and Mike.
Where do you have her?
Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
My brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you I voted today.
Are you early voted?
I am an early voter.
All right. And you think that counts?
Who'd you vote for?
Kerry.
Right on.
Good job. Early voting all over the country, people are doing
that.
Hey,
listen, you're the last person on this crazy phone scan. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Scott.
Scott? So you called just to tell us you're an early voter?
Yeah.
All right. We'll deal with that.
I'm with you guys.
Good citizen.
That's cool. Where do we meet you?
What's that?
Didn't he say, I met you guys?
I think he said, I'm with you guys.
I'm with you guys.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
But with, normally, as that sounds, he said with.
I was thinking back when I met some other retarded guy.
But it's also another one of those special cell phones that
fits inside the mouth. You won for being the last person on the phone scan. The complete first season of HBO's The Wire, now on Divid, a gritty, electrifying new breed of cop show from home box office.
Awesome. It's been a taxing little phone scan here, has it?
Just a little taxing.
No, don't worry about it. You can go home tonight and watch Cat in the Hat.
Okay. You're the funny man.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news.
Here we go. Here we go. What?
He made it up.
It's not even what you think. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch the Cat in the Hat with my best friend.
Okay.
You know who that is?
Who's that?
Half my money.
you bastard.
HMM.
When you're right, you're right. Yes, Marie. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, horny Buzz.
Hi.
Crazy goat weed Buzz. What was the name of that stuff?
Horny goat weed.
That was
horny
it.
Horny goat weed. That's what it is.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today, Buzz?
Today, now that we're busy in Iraq, Iran is all like death to America. That's our top story.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
for
everybody.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oops. Rejoin, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Immersed in thoughts, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, on the Westwood One Network, and here we go in Pittsburgh on WURP. Late night in Dallas on Live 105.3. How about in Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, WBVA, and in Charleston, South Carolina, WQSC. It's time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to you tonight by Duramax, world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed and clinically tested. Buzz says it works. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. He should know. And now here is Buzz with news and comments. Hi, Buzz.
I got an IV drip of it this week.
Hi, Don and Mike. Seems to be working. Mm-hmm. You've heard it said that Iran is looking for trouble, but now Iran's parliament has voted to go back into the uranium enrichment business, and enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear weapons. The reason we should be concerned, because members of Iran's parliament were shouting that tired old expression, death to America, as they took this vote. Some European countries are trying to talk some sense into Iran, trying to get it to sign a promise not to build any more nuclear facilities.
Oh, I like parliament. Funkadelic.
Yeah, this is a different. You wouldn't like this parliament. That's
like
a good parliament.
I like that parliament, though.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. That's flashlight. And funky.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same. Iran's top nuclear guy says there's a 50-50 chance.
Made you laugh.
Yeah.
Made you laugh, Mike.
Yeah.
Iran's top nuclear guy says it's 50-50 whether Iran will agree to limiting the building of its nuclear facilities. But both conservatives and liberals in Iran's government agree on very little. They do agree, however, that developing nuclear technology is a matter of national pride.
Western nations to get some of the pressure on Iran would be
right.
helpful.
Europe is working on it. I don't know.
Having a better relationship with Europe would be helpful.
I think that it might be. Yeah, okay. We could support them perhaps, and vice versa.
I'm doing what he does. I just it's the night before the election. I normally don't do that.
We're all very excited.
I think we should just stop all this crap with all of these four-letter countries that start with I.
Just leave them alone.
When they piss us off, let's just drop the big one on them. Until then, let's put a ban on all countries, four letters in their title, starting with I.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And as far as, I think Iraq and Iran, and I think a problem solved.
No, there's one more. Iowa.
There you go.
A lot of them.
After the election, please.
A lot of Americans.
Oh, Mike in the swing state.
A lot of Americans will be sitting around the TV tomorrow night to hear the state-by-state results of the presidential election. So will Osama bin Laden. In his latest video, the man behind the 9/11 attack said he will spare from attack any state that goes for Kerry. He says he'll be watching the election returns tomorrow night, state by state. He says any state that goes for Bush will be choosing a fight with him.
Hey, what's up with his new mellow outfit, incidentally, and his new...
That's lovely.
His
fall.
New video
the new fall collection.
He's got like an orange thing happening, and he's had his beard trimmed a little bit. It's
dreamy.
Try his cologne. Anyway, he says any state that goes for Bush will be picking a fight with him, Osama bin Laden. Sure, we can't catch the terrorist, but you'd think we'd at least be able to cut off his TV reception as he tries to watch the returns.
Mm-hmm.
Osama's not the only foreigner for Kerry. If this were a worldwide election, John Kerry would be the next president. A nonpartisan website out of London conducted a vote that included more than 113,000 people from 119 countries.
Well, if this was a worldwide election, Bush would have his dream come true. He'd be boss of the freaking world.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really. Kerry won this election with 77% of the vote.
But in my simplistic mind, mm-hmm. I still believe that Bush wants to control the world and that...
You think we're of domination?
Kerry, sound weird, might focus on America a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Might focus on the good old U.S. of A.
Well, he would have to win the World Electoral College because he doesn't have the popular vote, apparently. All third-party candidates, including Ralph Nader, got 14% in the worldwide vote. That left President Bush with 9% of the world behind him. It should also be noted that Mr. Bush had 37% of the vote in the Middle Eastern countries. He won the vote among Iraqis.
How'd Clay Aiken do?
I did. Part of the 14%.
He's always my write-in.
Osama.
He's my my go-to write-in tomorrow when I step into the booth.
I love Clay Aiken.
Everybody does.
Or Annette Bening, as we like to call it.
Yeah. Tomorrow's election.
There's a picture in the paper last week.
I know what you
have. Of Annette Bening on the cover.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
It's folded in half, so you just see the top, and it looked exactly where I thought it was Clay Aiken. I thought it was, too.
Tomorrow's election will likely be decided by swing states, and a new poll shows that many of those states are very close. The CNN USA Today Gallup poll.
Swing states.
Oh, groovy, baby.
I agree.
Yeah.
Gallup polls of six swing states show four of them are within the margin of error.
Swing states.
Flashing, baby.
The only two that are clearly in favor of one candidate are Wisconsin, where President Bush leads by 8 points.
Swing states.
Do I make you horny?
And Minnesota, where Senator Kerry leads by 8 points.
Swing states.
I said they're rotten, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a large percentage of voters in this country who are not being counted by the pollsters. They are the cord cutters, the people who don't have a landline, just a cell phone. Their numbers are growing. 6% of Americans have cut the cord completely. New college dorms are no longer even being wired for phone service because students usually have cell phones.
I did that. I thought that was kind of gross, actually. It's one of those things you got to do.
I did it twice.
Cut the cord?
Yeah.
When you're in there, when the baby's being delivered, you got
to
do it.
I felt obligated to. It still bothered me a little bit.
What's it have to do with the election, though, Buzz?
Well, I was actually referring to phone cords, but...
Huh?
It's something all good fathers should do.
That's scary.
I don't follow you.
And the pollsters don't have these cell phone numbers. So students have registered to vote in record numbers this year, and a majority of them are expected to vote for anybody but Bush. Pollsters say they don't know how much this uncounted voter pool will affect the outcome of tomorrow's election. That makes all the polls less scientific. And when national polls for this presidential race disagree by as much as 13 points, was it ever really a science anyway? What counts are the votes. And in the swing states or key states of Iowa and Florida, the early votes and absentee ballots counted so far have Kerry leading in both states.
Dudes, dudettes, please remember what I said 2 weeks ago. I wasn't going out on a limb. There will not be a winner. tomorrow night before you go to bed.
Lots of people agree with you.
Do you know how many states...
Hey, are we going to, in the election, are we all going to give our little, not necessarily who's going to win, but as far as our prediction of what's going to happen? Because you've said
I don't think
it won't be decided.
We won't have a winner.
I will say...
On Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, we won't have a winner. Buzz?
Buzz, what do you think?
I was going to side with Don and say that it's possible that we won't. I think we will have a winner now. I do think we'll have a winner.
And I've said from the beginning, based on just living in a Republican state and seeing the showing of the colors like I've never seen it for the Democrat, that's really my little unscientific way. I think, and also because the people that are registered at the last minute that are, you know, have not been counted, this will be, mark my words, a decisive victory. A decisive. I'm not going to say 10%, 8%. So it will be a decisive victory for Kerry, and we'll know by Wednesday morning.
No way, and here's why I say that. Do you know in at least 20 states, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, already, and this is what you hate hearing in an election, both sides already have teams of lawyers in place ready to challenge any results that they don't like.
Right, but the challenges are going to take place if the election is as close as it was in Florida in 2000. If you have decisive
Florida
numbers,
is already screwed up.
If you have decisive numbers, though, it's not going to be as relevant.
I understand what you're saying. If Kerry, like, wins or Bush,
if there's,
margin, but because it's so close.
Yeah.
Rob.
I predict we will have a winner, but I also predict Mike will give up on the stickers by the third state.
What do you mean?
The CNN.
Rob, I will.
Boy. The CNN stickers.
All right, I'm agreeing with Spiewak on that.
Although, if you complete it, I'd love for you to bring it in.
All right, very
CNN
good.
CNN sent us these maps of the United States with
so
dumb,
you say.
Dumb retarded stickers that you're supposed to put on tomorrow night, like to follow along.
Right.
Like
even score.
Was it color forms?
Yes.
Yeah. Those sticky things?
Right.
I used to love those when I was a kid.
Sure.
You know, and they did a good job of making those for boys as well, because at first it was just Barbie, then it became Batman and G.I. Joe and Spider-Man. Mike, you shouldn't start putting the stickers on the
really
states already.
Too early. I have an elephant. I'm putting a Republican sticker.
Where are you putting it?
Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
By the way, you're talking about those challenges. A judge in Ohio today has ruled that challengers from both parties are to stay away from the polls on Election Day, so there may not be any challenges, at least at the polling places in Ohio.
Yeah, okay. Keep believing that, Buzz.
Pollsters are also saying that the undecided voters, and believe it or not, there's still some out there, generally go for the challenger in an election like this, and if Bush only has a 2% lead, then that undecided vote being bigger than that could swing the election the other way.
Mike, I see what you're doing. It's not a real booger.
I know.
It's a piece of plastic.
It's glue off the back of the sticker book.
After 20 years, can I tell you something?
I know.
I know when you're really picking a booger. And I know when you're just trying to goof around.
Thank you, baby.
Yesterday. And now he's playing with it.
I am.
Yesterday was Halloween. Tomorrow's the election. So what's the perfect story for the day between? Dead people voting. But this isn't about fraud. This is about early voters and absentee voters who'd already cast their ballots in the presidential race and then died before
Don,
the election.
Baby, how's it going?
George Michael.
Do their votes count? Yes, they do.
Dead people's votes count?
There are laws against it in some states, but the laws are so complicated and there's so many bigger fish to fry, these laws are never enforced. Millions of people in 30 states have already voted. Not all of them will still be alive on Wednesday.
I'm liable to lose you.
Because some have already left us.
Fire.
Like 90-year-old Trixie Porter of Raleigh, North Carolina. And many of the elderly voters in Florida who voted even earlier than they go to dinner.
First message is... Hey, Rob. This is Rob the mailman.
He's alive.
He'll still be alive.
He's alive.
Alive.
The world will be watching this election, and that includes, as we mentioned earlier, Osama bin Laden and filmmaker Michael Moore.
Hello.
No, he's dead.
Moore has hired...
Not Michael Moore, but the guy...
Michael Moore.
Hello.
Here's what he's up to now. He's hired 1,200...
So let me guess. All what right. he's up to?
All right, go ahead.
340.
You're very close.
Thank you, everybody. It's only Monday.
370.
I'm just warming up right now.
Yes, he's here all week.
Michael Moore has hired 1,200 professional and amateur camera operators to watch polling places around the country. These 1,200 camera folk have an assignment to look for and photograph, if possible, attempts to turn voters away from the polls. And Moore has stationed these 1,200 camera operators in the key states of Florida and Ohio. Today, Moore continues his Slacker Uprising tour, in which he's trying to motivate people who normally don't do much of anything
to at least get out and vote tomorrow.
You know, I think his heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
I said this a while ago, just shut up. You made the impact with your movie.
You're alienating people.
Changed a lot of people's minds on this. Now, just go have a pie and shut up.
You don't think he's a good spokesperson?
Yeah. He's Mike, I don't know who's better for our side,
right.
Him or James Carville. You know, who every time I see on TV, and he was on again this morning.
He was terrible this morning.
Looks more and more like he just got off the red eye from Mars. I swear to God, that guy, well, I want to thank you. Jesus, buddy, get a wig.
Was on the Today Show today,
yeah,
that he was,
yeah,
on, and he was with the party flag from the Bush guy
beat him simply because James Carville is so, I was talking, blah, blah, blah.
And the only reason he really beat him, are we in agreement? That because at the end when he said thank you, the other guy said thank you, and Carville just like took his
microphone off. Like,
I gotta go back. Well, look who he gets to wake up next to.
Which one of them lost the lottery?
Morning, Mary. Morning, James.
You were talking earlier about how this election nearly tore apart the group Aerosmith. It's been a contentious campaign, and when we come back, a feel-good story on that very subject.
I know what that means. That means it's really not a feel-good. We'll be right
back. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know if you missed the beginning of the show today. If you did, you missed a great segment called Groaners.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'd just like to repeat one for you now.
Okay. Very good.
What is the number one in-car phone system in Mexico?
I don't know.
OneStar. It's not as good without...
Wonderful segue.
Not as good without the Big Scott Shannon delivery, but Mike, let me just say you, DJ Banter Copy.
Yes.
Declaration of Independence.
Right.
Please feel free to make this your own.
OnStar is what we're talking about. Even when your cell phone is low battery, forgotten on the kitchen counter, or out of range, OnStar wakes.
Fall is here and some kids are headed for the bus. Others are headed off to college.
You're going to really read that front part, huh?
Well, I think that's the part that they want.
Okay.
They may be declaring their independence, but you've got to stay connected. If you have OnStar, you've got a cell phone built into your vehicle. That's the part you just read.
No, you didn't read that. I didn't read that part.
Even when your cell phone is low battery.
I read that part.
Oh, forgotten on the kitchen counter.
I read that part.
Or out of range.
OnStar Personal Calling, they're going to love this one. It's a hands-free phone built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle, and I love it.
Can I tell you something about this, really?
Something about OnStar? Huh.
I have one. I have one in my car.
I have one also.
J-U-A-M.
And it's number one.
If you don't have OnStar, go to OnStar.com.
Better than cool.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, and now. The Who. Can't explain. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is not a theme to a CBS show yet, is it?
This is a theme to every CBS show.
It has been, and still is, as I said, a contentious election. Here's the story of a Colorado teacher who kicked a student for wearing a Republican T-shirt. The female teacher.
Uh-huh.
Female teacher is a part-time instructor at Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado.
Durango.
They were both off campus, the teacher and the student off campus at the time and off the clock, when the teacher saw Mark O'Donnell wearing his College Republicans sweatshirt. The teacher has now apologized for what she calls her thoughtless, knee-jerk political reaction. She says she's sorry, she says she's ashamed, and that she hopes he accepts the apology for her inappropriate act.
He won't.
That said, the caption on the T-shirt, Republicans, work for us now or work for us later.
God.
Yeah.
You know what? I've always liked the one that says, I'm with stupid. And it's got a big arrow pointing right towards whoever you're standing next to.
How about Mom and Dad went to the beach and all I got was this lousy T-shirt?
I like the fried eggs where the boobies are supposed to go.
Buzz?
And the seagulls.
I like the ones that are torn and have holes in them.
Halloween. You are consistent today.
Yeah,
he is. I want to tell you something.
Yeah, if you ask,
you're really consistent.
You're going to learn not to ask. Halloween spotlight on Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, where we heard every day on
100X.
In Halloween, at Halloween, it really is Madtown. Mosh pits and bonfires, alcohol and pepper spray.
Oh, you know, I've seen this on the news.
Yeah, nasty stuff. Yeah.
They used Mad City this year as the example of how everybody goes crazy on Halloween. Mm-hmm.
It's gotten so bad and become such a draw. The mayor says next year he's asking people not to come to Madison for Halloween. This year, police in riot gear broke up a crowd of 5,000 people on the main drag of that not-so-crowded town. The crowd Saturday night peaked at over 75,000 at around midnight. This is Madison, Wisconsin, and that's 10,000 more than last year. It began Friday night with an invasion of 20,000 college students, many from as far away as New Jersey and California. 400.
Here they are. It was a crazy bonfire party, though.
Laughing gas, it sounds like. 450 people were arrested in Madison over the Halloween weekend. 50 of them, only 50 of them, were local students. Fortunately, nobody lost an eye, but, quoting the mayor, we're very close to something very tragic happening.
Mayor.
Fortunately, nobody lost an eye.
In Miami Beach, a boy...
You said that.
Yes, well, he said we were very close to something bad happening.
Oh, boy.
First thing that came to mind. In Miami Beach, a boy caused a big controversy showing up at his school's Halloween parade... Dressed as Adolf Hitler.
Oh, no.
There was no mistaking the short mustache, the uniform complete with swastikas, and the name tag. This may have been the giveaway that said A. Hitler. The Anti-Defamation League calls it wildly inappropriate
and
grossly insensitive. The school eventually removed the boy from the parade, quote, for safety reasons.
Safety reasons.
I agree, but...
And Halloween was a time for protest at the Victoria's Secret at Minneapolis's Mall of America. At around 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon, protesters appeared in the store and stripped down to lingerie, little nighties and bras and panties.
Baby.
Security escorted them out of the store, so the protest continued outside.
Yes.
They were there to tell shoppers how Victoria's Secret supposedly destroys our forest land. Although, with all the lingerie, we're not sure that was the message that was delivered.
I've only been there once, but I'll tell you this. I've only been there once.
Right.
A lot of smart people go to the Mall of America.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a show business note I wanted to get in, for sure. In a new biography, actor Jack Nicholson admits that he once stopped making love to a woman to eat an entire apple pie before returning to bed for more sex.
I'd really like to get an apple pie under my belt before I finish you.
But a whole pie?
An entire pie.
I finished her.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night.
Jack Nicholson.
Thank you.
Obviously loves pie.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
It's a weird mishmash of stories, but could you imagine one of us having sex with our wives or girlfriends and saying, if I fall asleep, please wake me up and feed me an entire pie.
Feed me a pie.
Because then it's both Elvis who wanted to be awakened in the hospital.
Right.
The moment he woke up, he wanted to be fed an entire pie. And Jack, who wants to have an entire pie in the middle of,
having making love.
An entire pie.
I'll be right back after I finish my pie.
But you know, Jack was proactive. He didn't request it be fed to him.
You need me on that pie.
Titled Jack the Great Seducer, the book claims the three-time Oscar-winning actor could make love several times a night. Quote, he could make love all night long. I stopped counting at 7, according to one unnamed woman. Nicholson shared one lover, artist and actress Denise Beaumont, with Warren Beatty and film producer Robert Evans, but she broke off the relationship when she discovered that the three men were trading stories about her. The book says Nicholson is unapologetic about lying to women. His advice about dating is, it's the other woman I would never lie to. You only lie to two people in your life, your girlfriend and the police. Everybody else, you tell the truth. The Great Seducer was written by a biographer who goes under the name Edward Douglas, a pseudonym he used to help protect the identity of some of his sources, according to the New York Daily News.
You know, Jack Nicholson obviously is still cool, and the reason he is still cool... Check out Something's Gotta Give if you've not seen the movie.
Yeah.
There's a scene
fantastic
where he's losing it in the hospital. I know I mentioned it when the movie came out. Mm-hmm. He's going through a heart attack, and there are scenes of him that are entirely unflattering of his
and he doesn't
flabby ass and his flabby legs. And
because it doesn't matter because it's Jack. Right?
He still is the king of stink.
He is.
Isn't he really?
Absolutely.
Even with a big flabby ass.
I'm Jack Nicholson and I want a pie.
In sports, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy, boxing announcer Michael Buffer, is now offering a cash reward to people who squeal on anyone who uses his catchphrase or any variation thereof.
What a hump this guy. We got to get on this.
You know, we got sued once by this guy for playing this, which was on a CD that we bought in the record store.
I know, you paid your dues. It could be that Buffer, who sued people over this before, can make more money from lawsuits than he can from calling bouts. His website, bufferzone.net, explains that copyright infringement even extends to phrases like, get ready to crumble. Buffer says he can also sue people for doing an impression of him without saying it's an impression.
Let's get ready to decapitate!
Squealers get the cash bonus and become official members of the Buffer Rumble team.
Oh, my God.
Let's get ready for sterilization!
And finally, feel-good stories for a feel-good Monday. In Australia, a man's in the hospital for... He's been there for 10 days now after being knocked off his bicycle by a magpie. This you don't hear every day. Quoting the victim, he came from behind. Apparently, that's what this bird does. They're like Japanese kamikaze pilots. Why hasn't someone gone out with a shotgun and taken him out? In Sydney, Australia, meanwhile, another man was sunbathing in his driveway when a friend stopped by to visit.
Hello, love.
Friend is not a very good driver. A 22-year-old sunbather is now in the hospital with head injuries and a fading tan. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now!
That's it. We got to go.
Everybody vote tomorrow.
Yeah. No kidding. We'll be back with our election show tomorrow. Be a lot of that tonight with everybody. Uncle Rob everybody. And Aunt Fez and her house coach. Yeah. I mean, his house coach. Rob and Fez coming up next on the Infinity Broadcasting Network. That's it. We got to roll. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Don't forget your CNN retarded math.
Stick a book.
Rob and Fez coming up next.
Yeah.
And you. You
Earl Checklist.
Why should the goddamn thing play? It's only the beginning of a new week.
Can we meet again?
Bye, Mike.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.